It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Steve.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
And Thawne.
Why don't we go late? I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, thank God.
Woo!
Thank God.
As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
Have a couple beers. You might still be awake.
One, two, three. Fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Alright, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
This is Tom Sherman. Down here at Banning College, we're promoting a blood drop.
Oh, shit. Guilty.
Welcome to the Sound of America. It was like the AM 580. Lay back. The sheep.
Follow me in our
trust. Good to know that he's walking with me.
Big rock is a weapon.
The devil is a black stone.
Into the fog.
Let him cast the first stone.
Hallelujah.
Jazz, the Aristocrats.
Yes.
God is in the radio.
We have interrupted. Well, yeah, we all know what just happened before us.
What happened?
Hmm? Well, it was a best of, wasn't it, before us? A best of many abortions?
We came home from Applebee's.
Hold on a second, Derek, you're on my court. Thank you.
It's like a fucking clusterfuck to begin
with.
Seriously.
That's all right. It works.
Welcome to the Aristocrats, everybody.
Hold on.
No, deal
so
with
ghetto.
It. Why don't you move forward a little bit? You're almost in the bathroom.
He can barely get out of his seat. A bag of peanut butter M&M's.
85 pounds of peanut butter M&M's at work.
Fat fucking ass.
If you're just joining us,
bump.
This is the Aristocrats.
What are you, the host of the show now? Shut the fuck up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, sorry,
yeah.
Bitch.
What do you want?
25 fucking minutes on.
What do you want to be ring announcer too?
What are we, Cousin Joe?
Well, if you're just joining the show, my apologies.
Oh, snap, baby.
That wasn't me. That was...
Who was that?
That was Conte and Kenny's buddy, Vaughn. Apparently, Vaughn can do no wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone hates us, but Vaughn calls up other shows, and everyone's like, well, at least he's funny.
Yeah.
Everything you know is That's, Vaughn.
That is the epitome of ironic.
And Chris likes me, so I got...
I hope so.
I got that again.
Okay. I guess he's the only one, then.
I'm Derek, as always, with me is Matt.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Matt.
Yeah, how you doing? Wrestling.
Vaughn.
Faggot!
And, Steve.
Oh, I got a new tattoo.
I got to cut off of the sleeves on my shirts.
Yeah, I know. I actually, that's what I did. I went and I bought a long sleeve shirt, and I paid, and that's the register. I just tore them off. Like, God damn it!
Okay.
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
You would have.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what are you going to do, like, when winter comes around? You have no more sleeves.
So gay. I'm not Vaughn, so don't pick on me.
You are gay. We talked about this last week.
Yeah, you fantasized about it last week.
Yeah, okay.
I'll
yeah.
never give you a rim job, no matter how much money you offer me.
Wait a minute.
How much money?
It's not yes, what you were saying Chris, last week. We know Vaughn's your boy.
I'm gay.
Damn. Told you.
Vaughn's also...
Yeah, what?
Yeah. So anyway, we are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is a website. We are live a good, 20 minutes early thanks
nice.
To Cringe Humor Radio.
Much thanks.
.com.
Yeah.
Apparently Joe was going to a concert or something, so we came home. They asked us to come in early. Mm. And here we are with new shoe prep.
Blue.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you guys go to dinner.
Yeah, what are you
fucking shut the stuff fuck your up. Faces with no bread.
I was at work.
Shut the fuck you. You tell me to shut the fuck up.
Holy
fuck
shit. You. Our live number is 732-917-0456. That's 732-917-0456. That is a Jersey number.
Jersey.
Local long distance charges may apply.
Boop, 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 boop. Bell Atlantic.
A couple things we want to get to. First of all, I know Joe came on early and talked about the free FM thing, but we'll just touch on it in case no one heard it. Well, Vaughn, of course you know about this.
Yeah. I
went out to lunch today. Usually I put on, and for those of you that aren't in the New York metropolitan area, I'm sorry, but we have a 92.3 free FM, which was all talk radio.
Wow.
Wow. Did not need that. It was Opie and Anthony.
It was JV and Elvis.
JV and Elvis till they got fired for that awful Asian joke. Then it was Nick DiPaolo, the radio chick, Ron and Fez, and some garbage at
it was
the
like,
end.
It was like a whole bunch of people and like love lines. At the
yeah,
very
like
end of the
Taz.
Love lines?
Yeah, it was like.
Judge
Dr. Judy?
Judge Judy? It was.
You have penile dysfunction.
It was either.
Bop, 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 bop.
Before.
Listen here, mister. I'm speaking.
Before
do not orgasm while I'm speaking.
You
will have your turn to orgasm.
They are like their voices are the complete like polar opposites.
Oh yeah,
because Dr. Judy had like really hot voice. You know she was like
no the Dr. Drew.
Yeah, she wasn't that bad.
That was lovely.
Well, I don't like older women. So
yeah, you don't.
Well, I do. I love.
What
is
it? I saw her on it was like Oprah or something. Who?
6 Feet Under?
No.
No. I remember
Judy. Was
what
it?
Was it between Ron and Fez and the Loveline show? It was either Taz or whoever else was
ECW's own suplex machine slash talk show host
slash love machine.
That was the worst show.
How awful was that? We were going
terrible.
Into Red Bank and we happened to turn it on. And I'm just like, oh, it's Taz, and Matt's like, what? So we're listening to it and he's talking about like wine.
Yeah.
But he's just like a dumb.
It's like he's talking to Michael Cole next to him.
He's fucking
idiot.
Why
Hi, Michael Cole.
Yeah, I got this bottle of wine. I asked the lady to open it. the phone's working? The phone's broke. I don't know what's going on.
Smashing his fist into the boards.
And then he was crazy. I haven't done this a whole lot.
And then, like, he was taking calls, but, like nobody could hear him.
Yeah, like,
so
he's
like, Michael, Taz. Line one, Michael. And they're just like, hello. Hey, Michael, go ahead. It's Taz. I can't hear you. Oh.
I think they shut the boards off on him. Just hit the mic.
They're probably all fucking with him.
They ribbed him, man.
We don't know what's going on, Taz.
Well, okay, so last night, Ron and Fez was on.
Yeah. And apparently they signed off, right? Like they said it was their last show.
I didn't listen to the full show. I only got to listen to the beginning. I remember I was reading stuff online that they were talking on XM that something's going to happen to the regular to the show on free. And then today, after ONA ended, it went back to K-Rock.
Wow.
92.3 K-Rock.
No, it didn't go to K-Rock until 5 o'clock p.m.
Really?
Because when I went to my car at noon to listen to Nick DiPaolo.
You still on?
It was just this weird... this must have taken them a month to put together. It was just all these weird, like bits and, like, different things. And it was like a lead-up. Like, they'd have, like, a heartbeat, like, doo-doom, doo-doom.
Really?
And then they have, like, people talking. Then they played, like, little... bits of music and then like static. It was like, all like leading up to it.
I have no idea what any of this is about.
I don't know.
So they waited till like the
5 o'clock p.m.
Why?
They came in with Nirvana's All Apologies.
Wow.
And they announced that they are now K-Rock 2.
Hmm. Yeah. And the website is completely fucked up. You can only get to like nothing.
Yeah.
Wait, the front what happened page, to K-Rock before that?
Well, when Stern left,
yeah.
K-Rock went under and they revived it as a talk station.
Free FM.
And then with this whole thing that happened in the last couple of weeks with JV and Elvis and Opie and Anthony getting in trouble, you know, just them going under hot water, the normal thing for these companies to do is just to rip everything out, except for their top moneymaker, which was ONA. They're still on. Pretty much clear the guts of everything and throw something new in.
Wow.
It's like right at the last.
They're
like,
flipping the pillow on
this. Yeah, pretty much yesterday was the last show for everybody, and then they flipped it, and then it starts now as K-Rock again.
Amazing.
Yeah. And their website, I was on it today to see what the hell was going on, and it's just, you know, an abomination. You can only get to the front page. None of the links work. Nothing works properly. Yeah. It's just a mess.
There's probably just a whole lot of traffic in general going through it, too, so there could just be server issues.
There's a million idiots from fucking Brooklyn going, what the fuck, man?
Brooklyn.
I was working out to ONA. Where did they go?
Working out to ONA. That's a great workout banter.
Jim Norton gets me excited.
That's got to be put on the promo.
Okay.
So, they went under. So that means that, I mean, and now I'm hearing that Ron and Fez are even off of XM.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Which sucks because I just renewed my XM today.
For them.
Pretty much for them, right?
Because I turn on the radio and it's just this garbage. And so I was like, all right, well, I'll reactivate my XM. So I reactivate it and they had like a Ron and Fez best of on or something. And then, you know, that was it. And then I come home and they're saying that they're not even going to be on XM.
Terrible.
So, and Opie and Anthony were suspended for 30 days from XM. And they don't even know if they're coming back.
Yeah.
So XM might be, well, as far as that channel goes, might be
they should just everybody should just pool together and get their own station.
Yeah, or come on Cringe.
Or do internet radio.
Bump all of us out.
Yeah.
I think we could run with the top dogs,
yeah,
right?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. We can't even run with the dogs we got in this game.
You can go down
now.
You can go to G&G and run with the hot dogs, right?
Oh man, I'm gonna miss hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right.
You can't have hot dogs?
Well, I can't have hot dog buns. I'm like we're gonna sit there and eat like cut up a hot dog like I'm fucking 4 years old.
Especially the guy at G&G is gonna look at you like a fucking like psychotic.
Your big paws near me, and it's making
his meaty paws like right by.
I don't like dudes' arms near me.
And then he's rubbing his
and I don't understand why he's like rubbing his nose.
Thank you.
What's it? It itches. Who's gonna rub it for me?
My arm gets too close. He starts rubbing his nuts. This is disturbing. You homo.
It feels good.
Okay.
Okay. I'm moving.
He's just masturbating.
All right, there you go. I need space. I'm, you know, I'm
dry humping himself on the couch here.
Anyway. So anyway, now we have alternative rock back in New York.
I suppose we did.
Thank God.
Fucking deal.
Yeah.
But now I can hear Pearl Jam.
I know.
Fucking
no, it got pretty bad a couple of years ago.
It's bad now. It sucks dick.
Obviously now, but I mean, you know, a couple of years ago it was just atrocious.
Linkin Park and Limp Bizkit and fucking all
that was
garbage.
A staple of my my wrestling car radio stations. In my old car before I had a CD player. And,
I have a problem with people who just listen to the radio for music.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're freeloading.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Me and this guy at work were talking about this, like, because he's a real, like, music, like, kind of audiophile kind of guy. You know?
Connoisseur.
Yeah, like, he likes all this shit. Like, this guy came up to him today, and he had the Doors, Morrison Hotel on. And I forgot what song was on, but he was just like, oh, you know, the hell is it called? Riders on the Storm. That was Morrison's best right there. And he's just, like, talking about the Doors. I'm like, I hate when people do that. Yeah. Like, they pick... I had an argument, I think, with one of you guys about that. Someone said something stupid, like, you know, oh, Back in Black, AC/DC, that's their best. Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Do you have all their albums? Have you heard everything they've ever
done?
Back in Black.
Somebody said something.
No,
was...
I thought that Shook Me All Night Long was one of their better songs.
Ugh, really?
Well, yeah, but have you heard every song they've ever
Not
done?
Not every song, no.
So...
I can't listen to them. That's why.
I know.
I can't.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
No, but to say, like, that's the only song I can stand is different than than being like, oh, the Doors are awesome, you know?
Oh, no, I can't.
Roadhouse Blues, man, is their best song.
Yeah, I can't.
You haven't heard
a
fraction of their catalog.
Yeah. No, I can't say a band that I've only heard from the radio is good or not.
Yeah.
Because that's all I've heard.
Yeah.
But AC/DC, I wouldn't even bother listening to anything else. Yeah.
But. Like and there's this other lady at work who needs the radio on all the time, and it doesn't come in. It's all static, but she listens to it anyway. And I have to sit next to her when I do paperwork.
So you're just listening to static all day?
It's fucking PLJ, Scott and Todd in the morning.
Oh,
and it's just
God. American Idol.
And I'm just like, oh, shit.
Can it get any worse?
Todd Pettengill?
Yeah.
It's Todd Pettengill smell?
Radio? Yeah.
So it sounds like Scott is going down on Todd the whole damn day.
And I'm gay.
You are gay.
Anyway,
keep it in your nuts.
Yeah, it's just like to be like I have to listen to the radio. And, and I said, why don't you bring CDs in? Because the radio was not coming in.
No, she I don't like any.
And she said, I don't do CDs.
What?
We don't do CDs. No. She goes, no, I like to listen to the radio.
Hmm.
It's like so she likes to have people tell them
exactly
what
this is
to
listenable
listen
for you. Yeah.
You know, it's fine if you like. If I listen to the radio and I hear a song I like, I'll go and buy the album.
Yeah,
which is what you're supposed to do. If you just sit there and listen to the radio, and they'll say, "Well, I'm giving them ratings." Well, no, you're not, because they have no idea you're listening. Unless you go out to every sponsor they have and buy their stuff and say, "I'm buying this because I heard about it on PLJ." You're not helping them any bit. The only way you're helping the ratings is if they give you one of those little books to fill out, which is the most archaic and stupidest thing in the world.
Just like this, it's like the rating system on the TV.
Yeah,
it's just as arcane.
Yeah,
but I don't get like I can understand if you're listening to something and you're like, oh, what the hell is this? You know, something new, and you pick up the record. Fine. Even though a lot of people that I know, you know, they pick up the worst garbage from listening to the radio. It's are you kidding me? You're listening to this? I thought you had taste. Goodbye. And I never talk to them again. Mostly that's what I do with my brother. Every time I see him and he puts on his radio, I'm like, you listen to this? Really?
No.
Yeah, I gotta go home. So yeah.
Gross.
No.
What's the chat? How's the chat? Oh,
the toucher is really trying to get Cousin Joe going.
Why would happen?
Everything we say, he's turning into like a bash.
I love this guy.
Yeah, and I guess there's a fella representing the Cousin Joe show on the chat. I guess he was running the best of. Mm-hmm. So they're writing everything down.
Make a note of that.
Make a note. Yeah. Well, it's good that we get to start early. It's nice. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, what are you going to
do? Oh, yeah, you working tomorrow?
Yeah. No, actually, I'm working late.
Oh, we can go late.
We can go real late.
Yeah.
I have to be up at 6.
Nope, yes. Ain't happening.
Yo. We can go all weekend because you have Memorial Day off.
Right? Oh, yeah, suck my ass.
So, yeah, radio sucks. PLJ sucks especially.
Oh, I know. It's the
you know what
shit.
Song they play constantly now?
Oh,
what was
no.
that KT Tunsil, whatever? That
do I know?
She does the one
that... Oh, yeah?
That, not that one. She has a new one. Oh. And I can't think of how it goes.
Probably the same way, just shittier.
I can't remember how it goes, but it's just... every day I hear it, like, at least 3 times. Cause
disgusting.
This
in
lady
muffled
has to have
static.
It. Yeah, staticky, nonetheless. Which is... I actually don't mind her.
Yeah.
It's actually like they're decent songs. I actually like them, but to hear them that much, it just ruins it for me.
Like, I have to have something going on in my head at work because I'll go freaking mad.
Yeah.
So I have, you know, I just listen to podcasts or whatever I have on my iPod.
Yeah.
I can't, like, I've left my iPod once. I didn't think we talked about this. I left my iPod once at home,
and I had to listen to it. Like, they have Light FM playing on in the radio in my office over the speakers. And it's just, you just want to start ripping out your hair and screaming at the top of your lungs after, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, at work, it can be hit or miss. Sometimes they'll have a decent station on that has a mix, which is fine. I can deal with that. Even if it's bad, I can still deal with it. When it's just one decade.
Best of the 1912s.
Well, that's not a decade, but...
Whatever. You know what I mean?
the fabulous decade of 1912.
The year my great-grandmother was born.
Did I bring this up on the last time I was talking about the radio stations
that you're gay?
Stop being a fag. Seriously. The joke's over.
No, it's not.
For like the past probably 2 months, the radio station I work has been on this awful 70s channel.
Oh, you told me about this.
We were talking about it. I didn't bring it up.
You didn't bring it up in the
air. Was it like Light FM or whatever?
It's like all the gayest pop shit from the 70s.
KC and
KC Sunshine Band.
Yeah,
and
like
shit.
Queen and all that shit. Like the pop songs. Like
Queen's
pop
not
songs.
Bad.
They're not good either. Like, yeah, if I have to hear that I was just I told the man that.
Do a little dance.
I'm going to stab somebody to death with a parsnip. I have no choice.
A parsnip.
Yeah. Because they're really hard.
They are.
And you probably could.
You could. I would just throw artichokes at people.
Pretty much, yeah. Like grenades.
Toucher, try to turn that around.
He said they wanted to throw artichokes at you.
Stab you with parsnips.
But yeah.
Peach parsnip.
I think you'd have an accent.
It's just terrible.
Mate.
Kick you in the face with watermelons.
But, can we get some,
Just for Steve?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think we can get some.
What?
Oh, nice.
What? Once this opening, line starts...
Your day just goes down.
You have to
shitter.
See my face, instantly turns to rage. And,
at least
depression.
You have a couple seconds to run before the riff kicks in.
Yeah, right here.
Right here.
There's nowhere to go.
Is it over the intercom?
Yeah.
It's over the entire
store.
You can't escape
it. Break!
No, you just got it.
No, you still can't escape it. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's ubiquitous.
He's shoving broccoli in his fucking ears to try to stop it.
We get more 50s and 60s at work because of the old guy that closes the store at night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, stop this.
Yeah, I kind
of
like
please,
it.
This is the biggest piece of shit I've heard in a long time.
This is really, it's really
this
bad.
This is just terrible.
And he but still anyway. Lives off this stupid song. You believe that?
I know.
He's a douche.
Gay. I hate it. It's garbage.
It's lame. It's hokey. It's mediocrity.
I'd rather hear a fucking bicycle right about now.
Okay.
That can be arranged, so be careful.
It could be arranged.
Like, yeah, and then like every 30 songs, like a decent song comes to my life.
One that you'll be like,
an Eagle song or
like...
You know, something with a band that has like talent.
This is that song that's always coming on.
Sounds the same as the last one.
What the hell is this?
Oh, this is that.
This
chick?
Is that KT Tunstall.
It's the same beat.
Oh, I've heard this song. This song sucks.
I kind of like it. It's catchy. I don't want to hear it 5 times a day, though.
No, I don't ever want to hear it 5 times in my life. So. I can't deal with this.
Well, we gotta get to the hook at least.
No!
No,
we don't!
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are we gonna get there?
Yeah. Alright, cut it. Is it like my own?
She has very interesting instrumentation.
Yeah, but it sounds the same from the last song, though. It's like same kind of beat.
Oh, you mean this song?
Oh, yeah, play it.
Don't, no.
Just play the beat.
No,
just play the beat.
Please. No!
Oh, no. Harley put up something to his face.
Yeah, it's probably something about me being gay.
No.
Good.
She, Carly says the new Avril Lavigne song is.
Oh, that sucks!
Awful.
Yes! As opposed to which one that was good.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Well, now she's like, you know, she's like 25 and she's still acting like she's 17.
She's trying to grow up.
Ugh, and sucks.
Girlfriend?
Donkey cocks.
Yeah. Something like that.
It's not as old as us.
It's like fucking Ricky. All right, I'm dying.
It is Ricky. Yeah.
It is.
We'll keep it going.
You can't even hear it and she's making a face of death. See, it's the same shit she does all the time.
It's a song about getting dick.
It is.
Whoa!
Ooh!
Avril, you fucking Canuck! Dirty girl!
Canuck!
Was she like 14 now?
No, she's like 24, 25. She's like around our age.
I don't remember that.
Oh! No! Are you trying to kill us? Steve Glaze, look at him. He's like mesmerized.
He's just audio poison. Yeah.
Oh, it's the same song. Get over it.
It is. It really is.
It's just, this song isn't as big as Into Dick as the other one is.
She just sounds like a little kid.
She was at the time.
Well, she still is.
What is it? She's on the cover of Blender.
Okay.
And it's just,
I wish she was in a Blender.
Yeah.
She's like, God, awful.
With Alanis Morissette.
It's like, what was it?
Wow.
It's like, she's still trying to do the whole, like, you know, being all different and aggressive.
Like wearing a tie?
So, no, no. She's got no
with
top.
With the skull and crossbones?
She's got no top on, but her hair is not. Listen, this is the cover of the record. I mean, the cover of the Blender. And she's got no top on, but her hair's not covering her, like low, like long enough to cover it over her tits. So they got a big strip over trying to be like punk rock. It says, hell yeah, I'm hot. And I'm just like, no, you're not.
Okay, whatever.
No, actually, I think she's pretty damn hot. But
she's cute.
She's also really gay and annoying, and that's very unattractive.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, I'm so punk.
Yeah.
Buy my
Look
album. I live in a mansion.
Can I take that like, bass you just took off the couch and hit her in the head with it?
Like, I mean, punk came out of, I guess, the 70s, 80s, early 90s.
70s.
And, well, 70s specifically and early 80s. And it generated a style. And then it was bastardized and marketed and turned into, like, you can buy a punk outfit, almost like a costume.
And go to fucking Hot Topic and buy the whole damn thing.
Yeah, and it became, like, Hot Topic. And now those kids who went to Hot Topic and bought, like, you know, hey, you want to be a punk, wear this, are now writing music.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's basically what she was. She was like kind of like the first of that, like, what do they call them? Like pop punk?
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, Charlotte.
Corporate
she's
punk.
Charlotte.
But she's
corporate
just punk, I'd say. Manufactured into this.
Exactly.
She was supposed to be a country singer.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember seeing those videos of her doing country.
This is just like, she's basically acting. This is like a role they gave her.
Well, she had that one sing-songy ballad thing.
Yeah, but her main purpose originally was to be a country singer.
Well, those Canadians are
work.
In love with the country.
Yeah, like a Shania Twain sort of.
They got enough fucking tundra over there. They need to be obsessed with something that's warm.
Tundra.
Right about anyway, polar bears and shit.
Where's Shania Twain when you really need her?
Yeah, so that's all like PLJ shit.
Yeah.
And the whole American Idol thing. They just can't stop talking about
really?
American Idol.
Oh, fuck.
Which I guess they had a winner.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The girl won, I think. Jordan?
I haven't seen
it. How is it even interesting anymore?
It wasn't.
I haven't even
it
seen
it. It was barely interesting idea is. From the start.
Barely interesting.
Yeah, like it was like, oh, well, this is something new.
There
I
was
mean,
an iota of interest for a second.
Well, my mother, who's been watching it probably since it started, gave up on it this season, which is like amazing.
Yeah. Well,
My mother finds a TV show, she stays with it until if it's the worst. Like, when it hits, like, its shittiest, you know it's going to get canceled, she'll stay with it. And you bitch when it gets canceled.
See, the biggest problem with this is it really depends on the talent of the people that are involved.
They had nobody.
This year was horrible.
Which is impossible because they go to every major city in the U.S. looking for people.
Yeah. And guess what? A lot of people are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 99.999% of people who think they can sing cannot.
Yeah.
And it's apparent because...
But at least that's entertaining.
Yeah, I suppose.
The first couple of weeks of that show is always good.
I like watching
the,
that.
When they're doing the...
They have way too many people on there who they let on there who they know are not going to... They're just going on there to act retarded. And apparently it smells in here, Derek.
Apparently Derek just died.
Anyway, the
like that guy that came in that was like, I'm a cat. And he thought he was like a tiger or something.
Yeah, no, that's
how
terrible.
How do they fucking allow that shit on TV? Like, they know the guy's going to go on there and act like a douchebag.
You know why? Because people like us who don't normally watch the show watch those episodes because we want to laugh our asses off.
No, but it's not funny to me. I don't laugh at that.
No. That's sad that he's allowed to like live and breathe and
bad
vote
feeling.
And drive a car and buy groceries. He should be like slave labor or dead.
Well, because they want to get noticed by anything that'll give them money.
I know.
Anything.
It's a mooch piece
I'll
of
give
shit.
A nickel and dime peon.
It'll give them any kind of 15 minutes of fame. Yeah. Just like, what is it? What's his name? Sammo Hung? No, what's that guy from?
William Hung.
William Hung.
They just brought him up in the chat.
William Hung.
He
had
two albums?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's...
Oh, fuck. And he probably gets laid. That's wrong.
That's
no, he gets raid.
Somebody was...
That's enough. I don't want to hear about
I think
about
it was passing through the living room. And they had one of those, you know, those entertainment shows that are on, like Channel 2 or Channel 4. They had him on, and he was going to premiere a new song, and I was like, all right, I got to go outside.
No,
I went and took a walk, which is, for me, never happens.
For Vaughn to take a walk.
Have you ever seen him in a situation where there are people around him? He just kind of stands with his shoulders kind of like hunched up. And
he looks like a fucking nerd.
He doesn't want people
to
touch him.
He looks like William Hung.
Yeah.
He looks like a guy named William Hung.
Uh-huh. That's it.
Yeah. He is what he is.
He's the man.
Even Simon's like not funny anymore. It's not. It's old. Yeah. It's like.
I like when he rips apart people who really think they can sing. Not the ones that come out there and dress up like an idiot. Yeah. Ones that go out there and all their friends say, you have such a wonderful voice. Oh, I sing around the office all the time. Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's used to it. They don't love it. They're just used to it.
Because they got the music so loud they can't really hear you.
They just tolerate it.
Exactly.
Oh, no. There's so many of them. Everybody cries.
Yes.
What a
and I love that.
I do, too.
I love when they cry.
You gotta be a fucking pussy to
they
go on
cry
TV
and, they
and
curse,
cry.
And they curse out the camera.
Yeah, when they get mad.
Oh, I'll fucking kick you. Especially the blacks. Like, you don't know nothing about music.
Exactly.
You know, really.
You don't.
I'm going to get some chicken.
Randy Jackson wasn't in like one of the biggest bands like ever.
Yeah,
which I
what
thought.
What the hell was he in again?
Journey.
Yeah, he was a bass player.
Something like that. Yeah, I mean Paul Abdul.
It was like a backup bass player.
Yeah.
Paul Abdul was a hack.
Yeah, I mean to me, she's just a tool on that show. I mean Simon's. He was a producer, right?
I like
producer,
Paul.
And talented.
He's a very, very rich like music producer.
Yeah. I really wish.
One of his credits is the Teletubbies album, which made him probably more money than American Idol.
I really wish when she tripped over her chihuahua that she fell down a 50-foot flight of steps. Just 50 steps down right
just
face
her
first.
Head fell off and they just have like on the table.
Maybe it corrected her neck injury.
Fucking kill that bitch.
Well, I thought you were
I wonder
great.
What really happened though to her. That's... What?
I heard there was like conflicting reports that it wasn't
just drunk.
That she kept that somebody else changed the story or she changed the story.
She probably just wanted a nose job and that was
it's
it.
So weird. Like she you were just talking about somebody wrote up something on you for when you went to Germany.
Oh yeah,
and how wrong everything was.
Yeah,
you just gotta wonder like how wrong everything we read is. Mm-hmm. I mean, not like the liberal, like, fucking news, man. Just plain wrong. Like, they just get shit wrong.
Yeah, oh absolutely. Yeah.
Well, some dude writing down on a pad and then typing it and going, the fuck does that say? Susan or, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Rachel.
It stinks right now.
Okay. No,
does
it?
Is that what you were doing? Vaughn, you fucking animal.
Why I gotta sit next to him?
I don't know.
Can we put him in another room?
Because the weirdo and the homo have to sit next to each other.
Wow.
Which one are you?
Yeah, I know. Wait, take your pick.
Weirdo, homo.
Aren't you both?
Okay.
Aren't you gay?
So that's our radio talk.
That's Vaughn's pillow talk.
Wow.
Dick sucker.
Cock knocker.
Oh, and what station is this?
What, 104.3?
Every fucking day.
Yeah. Yep. Every 2 minutes, this song's on.
This is probably the most overrated song in history.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And what is it? Don't they do it like kind of, didn't they originally before they reformed the group with like one of their sons that did the lead vocals? They used to play this song just as like an instrumental, like on tour.
Yeah.
I don't know. As if it can get any more boring.
Well, like, it just be erased from time.
Like a guitar instrumental, not even like a full-on instrumental.
Well,
just
we got... Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Oh my god, I fucking hate this.
How many
this
times
song.
Have you heard this song in your life?
Incalculable.
Do you count the number of breaths you take?
I know. Do you need to have like a 2 for Tuesday of Lynyrd Skynyrd every week? Do you?
No.
Or get the letter.
People listen to
bullshit.
This. Yeah. Like there's another guy I work with who listens to 104.3 all day, every day. That's it.
There's stuff I can listen to all the time.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it doesn't get radio play.
Yeah.
And
that's why
fortunately,
I like it.
Millions of people don't have to listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And too much of anything is an awful thing.
Yeah. Like,
I
too
mean,
much gluten.
Yeah. Too much gluten makes me poop.
Constantly.
Which I don't know if I should tell my story from this morning.
Oh, no.
That was pretty
oh, no.
funny.
Well, I don't know anything
about
this.
You already shit twice within about 2 hours.
Well, yeah, but the thing is...
Carly was disappointed about what?
I absolutely hate... All right. God. I absolutely hate the whole thing with 104.3 that they. It's the same. Well, let's just finish this up.
Okay, go ahead.
It's VWO, baby.
Trying
to hit that music.
I want to know what Carly was disappointed about with that.
I'll get it.
All right,
go ahead.
Expected more.
No. Finish up. You're right, Vaughn. We should finish it up.
We should really finish up a bit.
Yeah.
For once,
I got
instead of going all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah. See, like the 2 for 2 thing, which is god awful.
Yeah.
To get the lead out. What the fuck? The same 7 fucking Zeppelin songs you play every week.
Yep.
It's like let's play half of Zeppelin 2, 3 and get like in through the outdoor. Like yeah, great. Fuck you. Like and didn't they used to do a Beatles thing too at one point?
Yeah, the Beatles like at noon or whatever.
Yeah, right. With when Scotto was alive.
Yeah, but they still do the Beatle block at noon.
Oh, they still do?
I don't know if it's an hour or half hour or whatever, but they'll do. Maybe they might do like 4 Beatles songs in a row.
Oh, the weekend where they play. Nothing. They play like hour long blocks. And like oh, an hour of this, and then you do commercials.
Well, that's
for
okay
because
they used to do like the A to Z. They would do like the Beatles A to Z or the Doors A to Z, where they would just play every song.
That's not
from the band. That's cool.
But like when they do like hour long blocks, and then after a while, throughout like a Memorial Weekend, which is coming up, they'll do this, you know, the hour long block thing, and then after like I don't know Sunday afternoon, they just. All of a sudden, the thing just recoils, and we start again from number one, from the same.
Well, don't they usually
song.
Do the 4th of July? What do they do?
The countdown?
The top 100 songs
top,
of all time.
Top 1,000 songs.
You always have fucking Stairway to Heaven.
Number one. Holding It Strong.
Or some fucking
years.
Bob Dylan songs
holding
fucking number one
for like
bullshit.
60 years. it's always been number one since they started it. They made the song just to be number one.
Yep.
We need a number one song. We got to find something.
It's like, seriously. It disappoints me. I haven't listened to the radio seriously since maybe like junior high.
Yeah.
I gave up.
Pretty much high
school.
Yeah,
and to find music. Yeah.
To find music, to listen
to
music.
Before you have
money.
That was before the internet, too. It was like a big boom to like download songs and find shit.
Birth of MP3, 1997.
Yeah.
Wow.
We were already like almost out of school.
When I first started getting into ska and stuff like that, it was like, okay, none of this is getting put on the radio.
Yeah, it's word of mouth and
I had
just trying it out.
Yep. All these stupid-ass old records from the 60s. I'm like, yeah, okay, this sounds good. I'll listen to this.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I got it. Well, I mean,
like,
I don't know.
It's all right. It's like, all right, all right. It's like, all right, I don't get this completely. You know, what is this, 45 Jamaicans and 1 tuba? I can listen to this for an hour.
It's Rudy Poo and the Banana Holders or something.
Like, especially if you lived in here. So you lived in the Jersey area when ska was big in, like, the mid-90s, like the early 90s.
It was huge.
Every other fucking kid that I knew was in a ska band, and you're like, all right,
I wasn't.
What's your demo? It's like, all right, you play the demo. Sounded like the other guy's fucking thing. Sounded like Catch 22's first record.
Yeah.
Everybody sounded just like that. It's like, oh, we're going to try to be tough, but we'll have trumpets in here.
Well,
what?
The problem is, like, you know, me and you and Dan, we actually listen to ska music.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, by the time it got popular, this whole skunk thing came around where it was ska punk. You know, where you get bands like you said, I guess Catch 22.
Well, Catch 22 I can take, but like the Suicide Machines.
I never liked Suicide Machines.
No, they were kind of crap. I mean, a lot of the bands that came out, not anything.
Like, I don't know, Real Big Fish, I guess they were kind of, but they were actually good.
Yeah. Because
they were very melodic. Mustard Plug, I love Mustard Plug.
Mustard Plug's great.
But there was just a bunch of them, Skamageddon and all this weird.
Yeah. Mephiscopheles,
that's what I was thinking.
But the thing is, there's a lot of bands that were good that had they just took a word and said, okay, can we jam ska in here at some point? But then some of those bands are good. Like Mephiscopheles is good. You know, their first record's good. Their second record's shit. But, you know, because the whole band, like, I think gave up middle tour and they said, okay, we got to reform this band. Like, one member.
Yeah, originally.
Jamaicans in a tuba.
Wow.
What was their name?
Rudy Pooh and the Banana Holders.
So
I was
going to
say Avril Lavigne could have made like Scotter Boy.
Like, there's so many like bands that I remember when I was a kid. There were so many bands that were out of like Kingsburg and in Middletown that were just they
well,
play
we had
like
Foil.
Yeah, we had Foil.
Where was Inspector 7 out of? I actually really like them.
Inspector 7 is out of.
Isn't that like at Asbury or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're still.
That.
They just reformed. Actually.
Did they?
Yeah.
The original lineup?
I think most of the original lineup.
That little
yeah.
guy was a fucking nut. The guy who sang. He used to wear these big Bono like bug eye glasses, and he was real short. And he just fucking looked like trouble.
Yeah, they weren't that best of guys you wanted to get in
trouble or trouble.
No. He'll look you right in your kneecap and tell you what's exactly. what.
Oh, and he'd break it off. Yeah, he was a fucking maniac.
Really I looked was. Him he right was like a cab driver or something.
Just listening to that record
fucking nut
on the way here.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How odd.
I know. I was just pulling out old stuff.
And that actually relates to what I was going to say is when you were playing Freebird, I was thinking actually of this today. Like, they'll play Freebird, which is like fucking 35 minutes long, but I can't hear an entire Metallica song on the radio.
That's true.
Yeah. Or you'll never hear Type O because the songs are too long.
Yep.
No, well, was it? Was it? Was it?
Well, you'll hear them, but they're always cut up.
Remember when 1027 was heavy metal? Remember that? Right before the end of it, and they went to talk?
Yeah.
They were playing.
Talk.
Shut up. They were playing new Type O. Like, I remember hearing Everything Dies on that album.
Well, that was...
But it was cut up. But
it was after, like, 10 o'clock.
That's still cut up, though. There's a minute and a half cut out of the song.
Yeah, you can tell that it's, like, there's a weird bit that they're just like, all right, edit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, wow. We're just all...
Freebird is 9 minutes long.
9 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That song.
And it's just, like, droning shit.
Yeah, but, like, Black Number One's, like, 11 minutes, and that's cut down to, like, 5 tops.
Ridiculous.
And, Christian Woman's like 9 minutes.
Yeah.
That's cut down to like 4.5.
Well, I think they did. I think the record company that they worked, that they're a part of at the time, were like, okay, you guys want these on the radio? We're going to have to edit them down.
Yeah. One is like 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's cut
like
down.
The video's like 4.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a station in Philly, MMR, Means More Rock. I don't know if they still do it. What?
Means More Rock. That's so dumb.
MMR.
But it's good because it's simple.
Yeah.
And they have
Mandatory Metallica. They play full, I guess, the full album versions of songs. I don't know how long. Is it an hour?
Do they only do that during Rocktober?
Yeah. Or is
Rocktoberfest. Remember that shit? Oh, that's okay.
Oh, my teeth hurt.
Okay. All right.
Because I should stop drinking soda.
Because you just took the pee.
Well, another fucking... Well, I think they call it in the business a bathroom song. If the DJ wants to run to the bathroom. This fucking gym right here.
Ah!
Okay.
Meatloaf with a fuck.
Wonderful.
They fucking play this at least once a day.
I don't even know what this is.
You know what this is.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
No.
You heard this?
Might have. Who sings it?
Let me go. Meatloaf.
Never felt so
good.
Let me go
in a couple
felt so right.
Oh, yeah, I might have heard this.
You know it.
Yeah.
It's like 8 songs in one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, what Meatloaf song on the radio wasn't?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And was it? Like, for some odd reason, like, classic rock refound him when he released that second Benet Hell record. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the late 90s that got him all back into business?
Was that mid-90s?
Probably mid-late 90s.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the two classic rock stations we had were playing them constantly. And you're like, oh my God.
Endlessly.
Matt actually kind of looks like Meatloaf.
Kind of.
Matloaf.
A young one.
Matloaf.
A young fat Meatloaf. Yeah. Looks like Rocky Horror Meatloaf.
I'm Meatloaf with a lot of cornflakes in it.
Wow.
Cornflakes and Meatloaf?
Yeah. Oh, I told Derek I shit out the Batwing the other day.
What?
That was
you didn't tell me that.
Did I tell you that?
No.
Oh, you weren't listening.
That Alps Interactive controller I have for PlayStation?
Ew.
Pretty much.
Well, you shit out.
If I had a camera phone, I would have taken a picture.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
The Batwing. That's what it looked like.
Oh, your like shit? A grappling hook.
Yeah.
Like an orc.
It was a fucking like boomerang coming out of your ass?
Yeah, like a
Yeah, it was just a joke, sort of.
See, okay, anyway, talking
everyone's
about...
Everyone's like serious, like,
talking
really?
About, talking
what was the dimensions?
Talking about shit, Derek, what happened to you yesterday?
Yeah,
let's
yes,
see.
Yes, it was
this
today.
Morning.
Today.
No, this morning.
Well, I go to work, 6 a.m., of course.
Mm-hmm.
Torture.
And the first thing I do is go to the bathroom and take a piss. As I'm pissing, I got one brewing, okay? So I finish peeing, and I go to rip one, and it just... Oh, no! Pants fly down. I have to sit on the toilet, and I explode. And yes, I shit my pants. Oh, no!
That's a clincher and
so
a half.
I'm
I
on the
did
toilet.
That last night, actually.
I'm on the toilet with my pants around my ankles, and I'm looking at my underwear.
Oh,
and
this is disappointment.
The mess in there. So I take out my Leatherman knife, and I cut my underwear off of my legs, and I wrap it up.
All right.
You could be on Dateline.
I
got
to go.
The guy that cut his arm off when he
and got for the whole day, I was going commando in my work pants.
You at work? This happened?
All day. The first thing I did when I walked into work was do that. Okay. All day, 8 hours in like work pants.
Wow. Same thing happened to me on Monday, right? I get out of work. And I'm
Carly's horrified.
I'm home. I'm roaming around. And my father's talking to me. And we're bullshitting about stuff. Like, I think because I think my brother's birthday's coming up in a week. We're trying to figure out what we're going to get him.
I think.
Well, yeah, but, something like
I'm
that.
I'm trying to remember the conversation because usually with my father, there's a lot of things going on with him. He's usually either talking to me or talking to someone else.
Or going to church.
Or getting ready to go to church or take a walk or something. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, all right, I got a fart. I squeeze it, and then all of a sudden, it's like, I don't know, like somebody threw mud up my ass.
Well, because that kind of is what happened.
Pretty much.
And I'm like, And he's like, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. He's got a twinge. And then I feel this thing plop and hit the back of my underwear.
Oh,
I'm like,
come on.
Ugh. So as quick as I can.
You
with
can't
what,
be serious.
No, I'm not. I am serious.
No, I'm not.
No, I am serious.
Oh, this is
I'm
terrible.
Like, ugh. I run as fast as I can to get to the toilet.
That makes
and good,
it worse.
I'm like, and good, like, it's, you know, I'm like just in work shorts in my t-shirt. So I'm like, all right, I get there, throw everything down, and you just see this nice, wet, sticky fucking nugget sitting in my underwear. And I'm like,
Why are my friends shitting themselves?
Automatically, what I did was
happening?
It's not like we shat in a cup and showed it to you.
No, but you're shitting yourself.
What I did was, after I got done, I didn't even I started to wipe, and I was like, my hand was then like this.
Come on.
Engulfed in shit, because it was like everywhere. And I was like, all right, I got to get in the shower. So I take my underwear.
I've heard enough already.
I take my underwear. I flush the toilet, and I take my underwear and throw them in the toilet. I'm like, all right, and I take a shower. And I just clean the mess that I need, like a squeegee. That was
so
how bad it was.
You were like, were you working, delivering mail?
No, I was home.
Oh, I was going to say if you're
delivering
mail.
That hasn't happened to me yet, thank God.
He's knocking on some guy's door, Martin Luther King Boulevard.
My brother does that.
I shit my pants. Can I use your toilet?
When my brother started working for Kingsburg, like the fourth day out, he had to like dump real bad. He ran to this guy's house after he delivered the mail, knocked on the door, and said, can I use your bathroom? Like, because the guy, he was talking to him like a couple minutes, and he ran back a block to ask the guy if he can use his bathroom. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
I should have known that.
You went into a person's house that you don't know and took a shit in their bathroom? Like,
I should have known that the grossest thing that happened to me in a long time could be trumped by Vaughn. It's like, wow, I shit my pants. It was like literally the size of like a silver dollar in my underwear.
It was like a small...
I tore it off of me with a knife. And he's just like, well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. And I started eating it.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's disgusting.
I painted my room taupe.
I painted my room taupe. What the fuck are you talking about? Wait.
And I started eating it.
Carly
wants
to say something.
How often does this happen to you guys?
This is the second time it's happened to me in my life.
That's the third time in my life that's happened to me.
I only remember shitting my pants like uncontrollably once.
When I was two.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. I must have been about three.
When I was three.
That doesn't even count then.
Yeah, I know, but I remember waking up and just being like,
hold on,
horrified because it was just everywhere.
How do you remember you're 3 years old? I can't remember the memories of that shit when I only remember that shit when like my mother brings it up.
Don't even start because I remember.
Oh, no, okay,
far
no. I don't want to know about
things about
I don't
want to
know about how you know about pre-birth. You'd be like, oh, I was in the womb, swimming around.
Maybe. If I tried hard enough,
isn't
maybe.
Isn't it afterbirth?
What?
Isn't it called afterbirth?
Isn't that when you're after your birth? After birth?
After your birth.
What?
Yeah, but you said pre-birth. What are you
whatever.
What are you
in
referencing?
The womb. Oh, in the womb. Remembering swimming around in the womb.
Fuck. In utero. Thanks.
In utero.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
I'm just trying to understand what you're saying.
You make my brain hurt when you try to think.
Other than that,
you make my
cannot,
dick itch.
I can't remember.
See,
in
homo.
I can't remember
from
in
Beverly
my
Hills
adult
Cop.
Life shitting my pants. Coming very close to it, yes.
Oh, of course.
But being able to just pull back.
Is the toucher trying to pull on, trying to switch this around towards
yeah.
Joe?
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to cut this all up to make it sound like
cousin Joe. Shit, shit.
Take a shit.
It's shit.
On the radio.
A couple things from the chat. Grim Tim says he had superior bowel control at birth. funny. And he also wanted to let Matt know that him and his girlfriend,
Maria,
were driving and they saw a personalized license plate that says Sud Zero.
Wow.
S-U-T Zero.
That's just pretty bad.
It's kind of gay. I did inform Derek of your woes of the Arista board, Maria. And,
he said
there's no problem, so.
Well, I didn't.
Or he does, he's not aware of one, I should say.
No, he just doesn't care.
Yeah,
that too. We really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So your website redirects to some porn site, so I don't think he's
going to
get closed.
Oops. Lemon party.
Okay.
Okay.
Ugh, I hate that picture.
I love it.
I hate that picture. I hate
I'm not
it.
The one who likes it, who likes a bunch of multicultural men jerking each other off.
You know, I saw...
I don't look at it.
I was watching a TV show today, and they, you know, talk about music and celebrities, and I saw Boy George... Is Boy George gay?
You think?
Yes!
I can't even laugh. I can't even not laugh.
What did he look like? Did he look like a fucked up Joker?
Oh, it was like 80s stuff. They were talking about like 80s songs and, you know, where
you
have
to see pictures
thing.
Of him when he looks like now. When he puts all the makeup on.
He's
bald
scary.
And he's disgusting.
He's pretty scary.
Oh, man. Did you ever see that faggot that was in that, you spin me right? Right? You remember that gay ass song?
Yeah.
Well, he was really gay back then. I mean, that guy was fucking flaming, right?
Yeah, he's like half a man. He's half a woman.
He's like... I don't even know what you would call him.
He's a transgender.
Yeah, like I guess he's gotten all this plastic surgery, and he's the most like disgusting thing. He's like this big. He's like 6'4".
It's
from, like,
still
Liverpool,
a man.
So he probably like, can kick the shit out of people.
Well,
but he's
no,
just, he sucks dick on the side.
He's got he did his face all over. Like he got nose jobs.
His
job,
lips
all
are like
stuff.
Three times bigger than they were.
He got tits put in, but he hasn't gotten his cock and his balls removed. Okay. So he performs that stupid song and dresses and shit like that.
Okay.
And there was a picture I saw. Somebody decided to send it to
Pete,
me. You know,
Pete Byrne or something.
Yeah,
name
Pete
is.
Byrne.
Ugh,
of him bending over and his balls hanging out of his dress. And
he
like,
should die.
Oh,
why
no.
is he allowed to live
well,
and
honestly,
collect money? And
believe it or not, people are entertained by that.
Oh, I know. He was on. They were showing him on some British like reality show.
Who's
especially
that?
Them.
Who's
and
that?
And he said somebody else was repugnant. He dared say that. He should have
somebody
his tongue cut out.
Sinead O'Connor had a picture of Vaughn, and he was just like,
tore it up.
You fuck. Who was that guy who did that rock anthem? Who's a kid toucher? What's his name?
Oh, Gary Glitter.
Gary Glitter, yeah. Every time I see him pop up out of nowhere,
he's disgusting.
His hair gets bigger and fucking scarier every time.
Quite possibly the ugliest man ever.
And he went to jail for that shit, too.
He did it for like 2 months.
No, for like 2 years.
No, not even. He was sentenced for like 2 years and he went for like 3 months.
And then he went to South Korea. He moved to South
probably.
From London to South Korea, and I think
Thailand.
I think he got
is it Carmen San Diego,
Thailand.
Well, no, because or Thailand, yeah, because kid touching
Thailand
is okay.
I like
there.
The other one,
Thailand.
That's better, thank you.
Because kid touching's okay there.
Oh,
they don't find
they
out.
They condone it.
Well, no, they don't. They don't
I
like
know,
it.
I'm
but,
kidding.
But if they but supposedly he got in trouble there too.
Okay.
Supposedly he paid for two kids to live with him. He paid their
nice.
family to have them. And I think the authorities found out and they got arrested. And I think he probably, I don't know what happened to it, though.
Paid and paid dearly.
Oh, there goes Carly.
I hope.
Carly's going out.
I really wish. Lawnmower. Just throw it on and throw it at his face.
With the blades on or off?
Yeah, on. No.
Okay, all right. Like I used to do to my wrestling buddy.
Yes. Oh, God.
I had the wrestling buddy Macho Man, you know, the pillow guy. And I.
Oh, no.
Laying in my backyard, and
yeah, the fucking.
Did I want to run him over? Or I just didn't want to move him.
You didn't feel like moving him.
Yeah, so I just ran over the lawnmower. It was just like, brr, and the lawnmower stopped. And just like
it was just
white
a
stuffing
puff
everywhere
of stuff,
fucking cotton
it was
and everything.
Hilarious.
All you see is his poor fucking face fly out.
Pretty
oh
much.
My God,
he was done after that.
Steve wears it as a mask.
Oh.
We were really just weird kids.
Definitely something
no,
was wrong. Like
there was something wrong.
From the age of like 8 or 9, like I always drew death and people
whenever
getting
we
shot
met.
And
well,
tortured
whenever we
and killed
met.
And stuff.
You too?
I was always into that.
Something happened.
The gruesome twosome?
Oh, I yeah. So. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Ever since then. Well, the stick wars that
yeah,
we used
oh my
to
God.
Draw.
It was just like pages of blood.
The standard stick war picture was basically a couple of three-dimensional buildings.
Yeah.
And stick people just killing each other in every way possible.
Yeah.
Every way that we could come up with when we were 8 years old.
Pretty much, which was pretty
it was rather extensive.
Yeah.
And then we started incorporating the Ninja Turtles into it.
Yeah.
But they weren't stick turtles. They were as close as we could get them.
Well, I couldn't draw, so
oh,
that was all
true.
You.
So it was like one stick turtle and like a decent turtle.
Kinda, yeah.
But, stick turtle versus your turtle.
I know this
and
is kind
aliens
of
and everything
personal
is.
BS. I'll just touch on it real quick. This is something I wish I could find these drawings. When I was in fourth grade, I created like an alien race
yes.
of like They would come to Earth, and they, I would just every picture would be them like massacring humans.
Steve had like almost a mini like a series of drawings.
Yeah,
he had a
rather interesting. I wish I could be that creative.
Destroy
now.
All humans first.
Yeah, I'm like way less creative than I was when I was like 10.
They're probably at my grandmother's house in a plastic bag somewhere.
I used to have in my house. They're probably long gone.
He can, I don't know. My grandmother has like a time capsule program where she she randomly releases stuff to me from my past.
What?
Yeah, like every, I'll say every couple months, she'll come over with another plastic bag with like an old folder.
With like a threatening note on it?
No, with just things I wrote and drawings and just weird crap. And
Grandma went to the store with Steve. Won't cross the highway, promise.
He still hasn't crossed the highway. He lives on one side. He's never going to
He'll get the bus.
Side.
The bus will go down the street.
Did they let you cross Leonardville, or did you have to walk all the way down to by North,
the crossing
deli
guard.
There? What was that deli? That
Don's Deli.
Don's Deli.
Gon's Deli.
Gon's Deli.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gon's Deli.
That awful
it's
deli.
Like it's like a business
it's
office
like a,
now.
Yeah, it's like a doctor's office or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sad.
Well, good. To Maria, I activated your account. Apparently, I have to activate people's accounts.
Oh, whoops. Yes. Yeah, because you have to also delete every porn account that's on
right,
there.
I know.
Great webmastering.
Nah,
don't we have
good.
Two?
Two what?
Two webmasters? Or two...
Well, I don't have...
Two people have... I thought we had you two were...
I can make you
moderator. I'm a moderator.
Or he... No, she's a moderator, isn't she?
She's an administrator.
We're moderators.
You can't do anything like that?
I don't know. I'll just make you a administrator. I don't know why I have it.
Let him look over two boards.
Yeah.
Well, this way, you know, I don't know. Whatever.
Well, the way we have for approving and denying people is incredibly easy.
Yeah, I actually have to, like, type their name in and go into the thing. I got to download something. I got the mass delete thing, which is handy.
Yeah.
So I just, like, click everyone I want to delete and then hit a button and then they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, that works. That's all you really need then.
Yeah, but I just got to watch out because some of your friends from MK Board's coming over, and I don't know their names. So.
Oh, well, you can kind of judge by the, if it has an occupation and a signature that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Very often, that'll come up, and those are always fake.
Yeah, or if their website is like, you know, drugstore.
Cialis or something like that. Or
something or something that doesn't make any sense.
When their hobbies is like gambling, cigarettes, things like that.
Cigarettes.
Hobby. Yeah, but no, I've gotten pretty good. I don't think we've had a single spam account get through in the last couple months.
Yeah.
And I've manually activated probably like 500 names in the last couple months. It's it's rather tedious.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, how about that? A lull.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's looking at me.
Yep.
What do you got there, Steve?
I'm trying to find something here in the post.
Well, I can bring up something we're talking about.
Oh, we bet you can bring something up.
That tonight... Tonight's the start of Pirates 3.
Oh, okay.
At World's End. And
Pirates of the Carib boring.
Yeah. And they're so amped that they're going to make a ton of money. They're probably going to make a good couple million this weekend. That they started
a couple million.
That they started airings of the movie at 8 o'clock tonight.
They'll probably do like $100 million
What's this guy's name?
In this weekend.
What's his dickhead's name?
I got to look at this.
I absolutely can't stand this guy. Oh, fuck. What's it? Damn.
Who, the guy in the movie?
No. The movie I can live with.
Oh, Tentacle Beard?
The fucking...
Tentacle Beard.
Davey
Jones? Lou Lemonick.
Oh, the reviewer.
Yeah, the reviewer.
Oh.
Like, you talk about how they put punny fucking titles in here.
I can't believe it says
thing.
That.
Ahoy Vey?
Yeah, look. Ahoy Vey. How fucking shit is that?
What does it have to do with Jews? Besides them financing.
Did they give it a good write-up or no?
2 out of 4.
Oof.
Yeah.
Pretty rough.
He says pretty much the story doesn't go anywhere and... You'd be more mesmerized by all the special effects, which you would understand the whole movie's going to be special effects. Half the crew are sea creatures.
I know, CGI
for fuck's sakes.
This is despicable.
After three hours adrift, you'll beg for the plank.
There's a bunch of punny fucking shit. He had to like fill like 250 words. And it's like you couldn't write anything besides like, I don't know, vaudevillian style humor, prick.
I know, they're just gay like that because... The people they buy these, most of these newspapers are uneducated.
What's up with the new Batman movie coming out?
Have you seen any? Oh, talking about that—that's a good one too.
Yeah,
Batman Begins.
Oh, good
rules.
Bring up.
The Batman Begins. Well, no, because this, new one the last
no,
two
no,
weeks.
No, I'm saying Batman Begins was awesome. Though.
Well, yeah. It's like the Dark Knight. This one
they have Heath Ledger or something playing the Joker.
Have you seen the viral stuff that's going around?
I just saw a picture of him.
Well, online they decided to put out a fake Harvey Dent for like you know elect the Harvey Dent thing mm-hmm. called We Believe in Harvey Dent. It's I forget who the fucking actor is.
Oh, I know anyway, what you're talking about.
He was
doesn't matter.
I can't remember. But that popped up on a viral site just out of the blue. It's just a one thing, just nothing else on the page. Just this picture, and then about a week later, a new website comes on that goes, "I believe in Harvey Dent too," which is the same picture, just like graffiti. You know, the eyes are blacked out and a big red smile over his face, and then a two, and then over the week, over the last week and a half, the page has been changing and slowly showing up like at one point. It showed up a picture of, what's his name? Come on. You just said it.
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger in the makeup.
Yeah.
And the way they got him looking is just, it's ridiculous how they're doing it. It looks more realistic than
Nicholson did it. Honestly, it looks like Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal.
Is it good or bad?
It's all like he's...
It's
it looks
questionable.
Like, it looks like he's like a chemical burn across his mouth.
Yeah.
That makes it look like the scar, like a scarring that looks like a big smile.
Yeah.
And his face is kind of whited out. His eyes are black.
Is this it here?
No.
Oh, is it, that's fake?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
No. It's very dirty looking. It's just, it looks like a fat face with clown makeup on. I don't know.
Oh, ICP.
And yeah, basically, yeah. It looks like Violent J let himself go even more.
It's not possible.
Well, because it's a close-up picture, yeah.
Wow, that actually looks kind of cool.
It's questionable, I would say.
Well, it's just a promo picture, I think.
Yeah. If you can give it
touch that mic stand one more time, I'm going to punch you.
Because the viral thing changed to the page going like page out of order or something like that.
Yeah.
Or page not found. And then when you highlighted it all, it popped up to all these ha's. You know, ha 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 all over the place.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And supposedly within that those ha ha's, it said see you in December.
Mm-hmm.
So they're starting this viral thing really early, that they're going to have a promotional teaser in December for it.
Well,
but the pictures, the stuff that they came up with, are pretty good.
Why does he have, like, AIDS on the side of his face?
I don't know.
Well, burnt.
That's the chemical burn, I think.
Oh, is it coming off of the other one?
Well, it's a continuation.
Okay.
I think it's going to be the same director. What's his name? Who did who's Batman?
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember people's names. I'll forget Heath Ledger's name in 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're going to... And
this actually looks pretty cool because I mean they bring more realism into it than
Well, I think they don't want it to be like the funny haha type of Joker like Nicholson did in the Batman.
Because I mean, you think about it, like Jack Nicholson, he fell in a vat of chemicals and he just came out with a really big smile.
Yeah.
Obviously, like this is more what would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like he got burns across his mouth.
Yeah.
To make it almost look like a giant smile.
Yeah.
And so he kind of bastardized that to be like the Joker.
Yeah.
And he came up with the gimmick.
I actually really liked Batman 2, though.
Yeah.
I thought that was really
good. I like the first two Batman ones.
Yeah.
Of
it was
the
really like.
Tim Burton ones.
Yeah, it was really like. What's the word?
Good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was good, but it was like. It was very dark. Well, it was Tim Burton, of course, still did that one, right?
Yeah.
Batman 2 as well. Yeah, it was like. It's like almost like funny, but it's like really like. You know, some of the things they do are pretty awful.
Yeah, a little morbid. A little,
yeah, definitely. I like that.
Yeah, and then you got.
I thought it was good too. Yeah,
the two after that. A friend of mine likes the one with Two Face and the Riddler.
Oh god!
And I'm like, are you? I'm like, do you have any taste?
Jim Carrey was a good Riddler.
No,
though.
No, the one with Bane was also with Mr. Freeze.
Oh, that's the last one.
That's like
Batman
the
and Robin.
Biggest piece of shit ever.
That's Batman and Robin.
Yeah, that's the one with Clooney. Who played Batman in that one?
Yeah,
Val Kilmer played the one in the third one.
Third one, yeah.
Yeah.
The toucher says that's what he looked like at the end of Brokeback Mountain.
Oh.
It was all stitches.
Oh. His mouth looked like a pussy.
Okay. Basically.
I was going to say, he didn't get killed in that movie, though. The other guy did.
Ruined it for me.
Giving away the ending of
and at film's end.
Vaughn has seen every movie ever.
If you guys really want the ending, I can give it away. I mean, it's only been out for 2 years.
What, Brokeback?
Yeah.
No, thanks. I just don't want to talk about it.
Nope.
It's not that I
the movie wasn't that bad. Wasn't
what?
Nope.
And I'm gay.
You're gay, yes.
No. Let's. Why don't we break this down real quick?
This is just another example of Vaughn sticking up for something that doesn't need to be stuck up for.
What, that he's gay? I'm sticking up for it. What? No. It needs to be stuck up for.
No, my friend. It has nothing to do with my sexuality.
Yes, it does, homo.
It's about you. Why don't you just come to terms with
pillow
it?
Pillow biter. What?
Just come to terms with it.
What?
See, you let out. Dick? You let it all out. It builds up over the course of the week, and you let it all out on the show, and then that reverts yourself back to only 6.25% gay.
Yeah.
You're a douche.
Now you're getting my my gimmick.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, you have to pay him royalties.
Yeah, I don't want
of course.
That. Yes.
In donuts that are non-gluten.
What the hell is this? This was on Fart.
Donuts.
It's
what is
it, ice cucumber Pepsi?
Oh, come on.
What?
It's some Japanese site.
Naturally.
Of course.
And for some reason, like all the Japanese sites, they come up with all the question marks and all that shit.
Because
like,
you don't have a Japanese
language.
Yeah,
exactly.
Back.
Repsi.
Pepsi?
And it says Pepsi ice cucumber.
Okay.
An ice cucumber Pepsi.
Ew.
Okay.
That must be a bad translation.
No, that's what it is. No, it's probably like a
new flavor.
Like a Mountain Dew kind of like.
Yeah, it tastes like cucumbers.
A Roo Rumber.
Shut up.
Roo Rumber Repsy. See, just the first P is an R. The second one could be a P.
Roo Rumber Repsy.
We're with fucking Scooby-Doo over here.
Jones Soda should do like a Chinese meal.
General So Soda?
Yeah, egg drop soup soda. Oh. Like General So Soda.
I was on General Soda. I was online a couple of days ago.
That was good.
And I put that in. I put Jones Holiday Pack.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And somebody's been doing it for like the last 2 years, doing reviews
of each
holiday
of
pack.
And
I'm like, why? Why? We do it on the show and it's god awful.
It is pretty bad.
Year, we got to get the cotton the candy corn ones, the Halloween ones.
Oh, yeah.
The ones I keep telling you about.
That's right.
But I keep forgetting. By the time I think about it, they're already gone.
They're gone, yeah.
We'll remember to buy them.
I think there was one that's pumpkin, too. Like they made one for Halloween that's pumpkin.
Well, we had pumpkin pie.
Well, no, it's not pumpkin pie. It's pumpkin.
Ugh.
Wow. Yeah.
Pumpkins are nasty.
Well, cotton candy's gotta taste like shit.
I've had cotton candy.
Hey, cotton candy.
It tastes like cotton candy.
Hey.
A little icy.
I don't know how Jones gets away with that shit.
They do.
Well, because if you buy them, they go to like, you know, charities and stuff like that.
Toys for Tots?
No, they feed families.
The Lars Ulrich offshore bank account.
If he
mandatory Metallica.
Means more rock.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Mike's not with us tonight, is he?
I don't know. He's taking it easy.
Yeah. Driving home.
I'm taking it easy. You don't want to listen to the Aristocrats.
Low ride. Taking it easy.
Mm-hmm. I told him to sip a couple of Ekemweisers. That's a little inside.
Wow.
That's more inside than it should ever be.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That was almost inside for me.
Here's another great post pun. Con Ed revolting.
Oh, come on.
Oh, God.
We're not even reading the stories. Just reading the titles now.
Because it's so, like, it's so
God awful.
Like, why do you need, it's just so dumb. Like, why do you need a pun to catch somebody's attention?
All right, you got
to
stop.
Yeah, you really got to stop.
Just sit still. The cord was getting stuck. I didn't want it to pop apart.
Why was the cord moving?
I was moving it.
Anyway, moving on. What were you saying, Steve? I got to tape those little things.
I forgot
stuff
already.
About the bad, just stupid puns being put in every single title.
Like some idiot's reading this like, I'm not going to read this story. Oh, that's a funny pun. Oh.
Yeah, this happened. This happened in a funny way.
Really is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dead.
Mm, cool.
Yeah. Why don't we take a break?
Messages will be right back. I want a nasty little Jewish princess with long bony nails and a hairdo that rinses. A horny little Jewish princess with a garlic aroma that could level Tacoma. Long inside.
Oh, Frank Zappa.
We miss you.
Good night, Tim. Tim.
Was he leaving?
Give Steve the money you owe him.
We already arranged that.
Yeah. Oh.
Ooh.
Oral treats.
Faggot. He's Irish anyway. I would fuck with an Irish dick.
Why not?
What?
Old bag and no pipe. Oh, you don't have to work
that's
as much.
Why.
A whole lot of sucking on balls.
It'd be like...
The hell is this? British researchers, well, right there, that kind
of
tells you.
Of course.
From University of Warwick, have found that sexual orientation affects performance and mental tasks, such as navigating with a map.
Really?
The researchers worked with the BBC to collect data from more than 198,000 people ages 20 to 65 years old.
Crazy.
109,612 men and 88,509 women. Men outperformed women on tests such as mentally rotating objects that would be used in real life to navigate with a map. The study found that women outperformed men in verbal dexterity tests and remembering. What the hell is this all about? However, for a number of tests, researchers found the key differences across a range of sexual orientation studied. For instance, in mental rotation, a task where men usually perform better, they found the best performance to the worst was heterosexual men, bisexual men, homosexual men, homosexual women, bisexual women, and heterosexual women.
Hmm. Funny.
So the gay more people can't read a map.
But I guess the more testosterone you have, the better you are at reading a map.
And gay people don't like getting dirty either.
That's true.
No. At least guys.
Well, in what sense?
Well, all that ink gets on their fingers.
I don't know.
All chop and no stick. All poo-poo, no platter. All low, no main.
Who's that?
That was Tim.
Nice work, Grim.
What are you doing? Stop.
Disgusting.
Now you can pick up anything.
Oh, yeah.
Even I queers. Love that. I love how universal that is. Mm-hmm. Now you can pick up anything.
Anything with chopsticks.
You can wedge those chopsticks into the ground and... pick up the earth from below you.
You can actually pick up China with chopsticks.
Joni Lauer?
What?
Oh.
Joni Lauer!
And they just pick up her awesome porn video.
China doll. Awesome.
And jerk I've never
her,
seen it.
And jerk off her humongous clitoris.
Oh, God.
It looks like a thumb.
It looks like the steak really, that Joni? Steve ate.
Wow.
Just before we got here.
Really?
Mm. Thumb that's tip Joni. Oh.
What's going on with Rosie O'Donnell? Is she leaving the
she
View?
Oh, actually, I was just reading that.
Well, she is leaving the View.
Can
yeah,
she
got in a fight with this really
she just
hot,
got there.
Really hot host. I have no idea. Well, I never even knew she was on.
Oh, it's what's her name?
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Yeah, she's a twat though.
Okay,
she's really. Well,
both
hot.
Of them are.
Is really? That like I mean, the hardcore Republican?
Yes, she's. But they're both twats. I mean, I'm not going to agree
she a twat
with you
because she's a hardcore.
Look at that picture,
Republican.
Of Rosie.
No, because
that is awful.
They always find the worst pictures ever. Literally,
they all are the worst pictures ever.
Yeah. Matt, let me explain. The reason why they're both twats, because one, because Rosie O'Donnell, and two, because, what's her name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck. She's just, like, they always, in that show, they always have to have a young woman who's stupid. Like, she's, it's the truth.
That's hard to find.
No, it's the truth. I mean, like, when they first started the show, they had this blonde who was just a complete fucking airhead. Just
Debbie Matenopoulos.
Yeah, she was completely
oh my God,
idiotic.
She's unbelievably hot, though. So that's
yeah,
fine.
Oh, yeah.
True. I'll watch her like shake her titties around.
Yeah,
and stuff.
That's why they need somebody. They need something that's going to get the guys to show up.
The hooskies.
And a dumb blonde is usually what they tried an Asian, and I think they lost a ton of people watching because. Well,
dude, men
I
don't
watch
this
no Asian.
Shit. It's a woman show on seriously. Daytime. Women are at home. Men are working.
Well, not anymore.
No. Well,
it's a lot of.
It's still geared that way. Like,
yeah.
Well, no. They think it is.
Yeah.
Soap operas. Not a lot of straight dudes are watching soap
no.
operas.
No. I hope not.
I know not. Because I don't know any straight dude that watches soap opera.
But anyway, they always.
I'm waiting for Fawn to go, I like Young and the Restless, actually.
No, fucking. Fuck that shit.
Not touch my eyes!
You right?
You actually, you know, real quick, I'm going to interrupt you.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm going to say, like, when I was a kid, the only thing I hate about staying home from school is that. We only had one TV at the time in the living room, and my mother watched soap operas.
Yep.
They were just boring back then,
mm-hmm.
but at least they were, like, realistic. Now they're so, like, retarded, mm-hmm. and, like Satan, like, you know,
came out of a uterus,
possesses yeah. one of the girls.
Oh,
and,
come on.
You know what I mean? Like, they have these ridiculous... You remember that one that had that little midget dude in it?
Oh, God.
What was it called? It had what the fuck? It was, like, so shitty and, like, horrible special effects, like... He, like,
special
did,
effects.
Yes, he did like magic or something.
Star
he was
Wars.
So gay. It was so gay.
I don't even remember this.
It was called like Beaches or something. I don't know. Something gay. Not that shitty movie.
She died of cancer at the end?
I'm ashamed I'm aware of it. And nobody else is, but...
And at films.
It had this like midget dude on it.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
He remembers this hit because it was like the days his mother was making veal.
No, this is like a couple
years. Fuck, you can't get this out of my head. Every day.
Yeah, I went home today and opened a freezer. Guess I'm sitting there. Freezer burnt Eggo waffles.
Wow.
What?
And veal. And that's all there was in the freezer.
The veal was fresh.
All right, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but it's like that show, they always, any incarnation in the last how many years it's been on, they always bring a girl in who has the looks, but she's not all there in the brand department. Like, she has certain things. She's got her own opinion, but her opinion is so far off.
Yeah.
Like, this one, she's like a hardcore psycho Republican.
Uh-huh.
And it's like... And it's
is
like
she trying to bite off of Ann Coulter or something? Is it?
Well, yeah, if they had Ann Coulter on, she'd be sitting there, like, praying to her.
What was that one quote that you heard from Ann Coulter, Steve?
Well, I think all men should make out with my butt.
Wow.
Yes.
You didn't hear her say that?
It sounds right with
her. I thought it was, I believe, all conservative.
I would give President Bush a hand job.
Well, anyway, talk about what this story. I don't even want to get into
this
story.
Steve's Ann Coulter impersonation is spot on.
Dead
on.
The thing is, Rosie's leaving already.
Which is kind of strange.
Rosie, you know, got signed up, and they wanted to do, like, I think a 2-year contract with her, and she only wanted to do 1 year, so.
And she ate it.
She ate it with some gravy. So she'll be out of the show, I think, in another month.
She's disgusting.
Yeah, late June, I think it said.
Who cares?
I hate her. I hate her.
I hate the fact that she exists.
Mm-hmm.
Throw in there with Boy George and the other
and that guy
faggot alien faggot mutate
and the guy dressed up as a cat,
a man
trying to sing.
He's a man dressing as a woman dressing as a man as a woman. I don't know. It's a big
Peter
reciprocal
Burns.
Circle of gay, and it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, this is explaining what's going on, but like most of. They've been having fights since Rosie got on the show.
Yeah, and basically what I get out of the story is, well, I know the Post tends to be a little right-leaning.
a little.
But she just seems like a fat, whiny homo. I think I just summed it up right there.
I don't know how any newspaper, regardless of what their political affiliation is, how could you not make her look like that?
Basically, the big shocker was O'Donnell. Derided Hasselbeck as innocent, pure Christian Elizabeth. Like, what's so bad about that anyway, right? Like, isn't that what, like, the modern conception of, like, a woman should be?
I guess. I don't
that's
know.
Like, she's saying, like, that's, oh, well, you're innocent, pure, like, oh, you're not a fat slut. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's, like, the exact opposite, you know.
Spewing her Republican crap.
Wow.
Hasselbeck is like the exact opposite of what Rosie is.
Yeah.
Rosie is a psycho liberal lesbian, and Hasselbeck is a ultra conservative Republican, non-lesbian.
Non-lesbian.
Rosie said
she likes the penis and Rosie doesn't.
Let me tell you why I don't want to do this, you know, referring to the argument they had on air. Because it gets spun in the media. Big, fat, lesbian Rosie attacks innocent, pure Christian Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That's true.
It is, because that's what she did.
Oh, God.
Remember well, that? Well, what's he got?
I'm just looking at some
pictures.
Donald Trump stuff.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if this is any good.
I don't know what this is. Oh, come on.
This might be like
we're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us. But it's not the chubbiness.
Wow.
Look at her. She's a slob. Rosie is a loser.
That man was full of crap.
That'll sit and spin, my friend. I don't enjoy him.
Fat ass.
He left the first wife, had an affair.
Fat ass.
Left the second wife, had an affair.
Fat ass.
Had kids both times.
Fat ass.
Sit and spin, my friend.
Fat ass.
Sit and spin, my friend.
Fat ass.
Donald.
Rosie.
Donald.
Rosie.
Donald.
Rosie. I love Rosie.
What? Who put that together?
I don't
that
know.
You really did?
Fucking retard.
Probably
but
some
slightly
slack
funny.
Person.
Wow.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
She's famous for this shit. I remember she had Tom Selleck on her gay-ass show years back.
Yeah, and she,
oh, yeah, she totally railroaded him.
And she attacked him like, out of nowhere. Like, well, oh, you support the NRA, you're a piece of shit, and this and that. And he was like, what?
Totally out of the blue, yeah.
And then, he's the bad guy. Like, yeah, he's probably a douchebag anyway.
That was the first time where she actually took a stand on something and just attacked somebody
and crushed it with her fat fucking ass.
Wow.
Yeah, and the whole thing with Donald Trump and her was just, you know, she said something about Trump, and then Trump went on the offense and just...
Snake oil salesman.
Like, the worst. Oh, like, God. You just call, like...
Oh, he was hilarious.
Like a kid at, like, unlike, you know, like, at a yelling match when you were, like, in high school.
Yeah.
To go, your mom sucks. Yeah, your mom was sucking me off.
You know what? He was pretty accurate about Rosie.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She was a fat
He was very happy when her magazine failed, as was I. I hated seeing that thing. I hated it.
I don't even know what it was. What was it about?
It was like, just Rosie.
It was like shaving Rosie. Vaginas and
basically,
or chili, her head, chili dogs, or what?
Like the first had her and her awful like dyke haircut.
Oh,
like where like it looked like she got in a fight with
half
a weed whacker.
Yeah, half it was buzzed. Half was like
yeah. It was like she gave up halfway.
She looked like she was wearing a beret.
Yeah, really awful hair beret.
But the thing with the whole with Hasselbeck and her is that. Like, Hasselbeck will say something stupid, like, out of the blue.
I'm waiting for you to say Hasselhoff.
Well, yeah. She'll say something out of the blue, like, you know, just like a comment. And then all of a sudden, you know, Rosie's head spins. And it starts a 20-minute tirade against the both of them fighting back and forth.
See, Rosie, she has no business being on television, number one.
No.
She has no business being in Hollywood. She's famous for just being a fat, obnoxious pig.
I mean, like,
she's stealing Vaughn's thunder.
Basically.
Yeah, we had a radio show get kicked off the air for saying flied lice, but, you know, she can...
But she didn't do... She didn't get have...
All right, well, the fact is that it's news all over the world. So, you know, you can imagine in China, it's like, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, Danny DeVito, ching chong, ching chong, chong, Gronk, The View, ching chong.
She was allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Because she's Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, no, she got flack for that.
She got flack, but...
Flack, she should have gotten fired.
She got real flack as an artillery fire.
JV and Elvis got suspended immediately and fired a week later.
But they weren't.
And now the whole fucking station went under.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. You're right about
that. If they get that, she needs to get it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know.
JV and Elvis was horrible.
This might be some of them fighting. Okay. I don't know.
What do you think is really happening with the ship that was in there? You think that these British soldiers were used as pawns to try to ignite another war against Iran?
Well, I just think if Iran really did take them and they really wanted to hold them hostage, they would have done what they did during the Jimmy Carter era.
Wait,
right?
You don't think that they really were taken?
Well, of course they were taken. But my point is that if they wanted to hold them, if this was a purposeful
really
attack
provoke,
by the Iranian government to provoke an
international
incident, why would
politics.
They say, well, we'll let them go?
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
We will let them go. We're not going to harm them. But you have to admit you came into our water. And British go, well, we're not going to admit that. Yeah, but we're not going to harm them.
But
we're going to let them go.
If you're saying that if these...
No, I'm not saying. You can say, well, here's what happened.
Did that hurt?
These guys went here.
She's very cute.
Iran
She's
said, that's our
cute.
Water. Mm-hmm. Get out of our water. We're taking you back.
Yes.
Britain says, they took our guys. Iran goes, no, you were in our water. Mm-hmm. Say you're in our water and we'll
Where
give you them
the
back.
Where
so what
the
do you
line?
Think is
the
cause
question.
Behind that? Well, there are many, many ways to think of it. But historically, have governments ever... faked incidents or incited incidents in order to get them into wars. Nations.
I'm sure it has.
I
don't think this is the case right here. I don't think that there was a conspiracy between Bush and Tony Blair to put these soldiers in as pawns so that we can jump into Iran. I think we're going to try to use
Where
other methods
it?
To stop their
well,
programs.
Be here.
It's just it's very hard in America when anyone from the Mideast has been so demonized that no matter what, it's impossible for some people to believe that the Iranians in any way could ever do anything ethical in any capacity. That they've somehow been dehumanized to the point where they're not people. They're just the enemy.
We're not talking about the Iranian people. We're talking about their government, who essentially has total control over them. They essentially have zero say in that government.
Well, that's how people see us, I hope, in the world.
How's that different from this one?
Where's Barbara Walters?
Well, usually
she doesn't do it anymore?
She does, but it's usually when these fights occur, it's when Barbara's not on... When she's not on the show, and she does a show like three times a week, I think.
this is Hasselbeck.
Is that her, the blonde one?
Yes, that's her.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's
adorable. It's the small little blonde. Yeah.
That impeached in this country.
It's two people.
Why are they cheering?
I don't know.
Why are they talking about politics?
Because they're dumb women and they think they know anything. They don't know anything.
Who? All right. In this room, raise your hand if you want to hear women talk about politics. Derek is the only one.
Actually, I wouldn't mind unless they were like, you know, wrestling in mud.
The politics of who's going to give me head first. That's all I give a shit about.
Basically. That's
his name is
political
Jim.
Jockeying. Man.
Except not Rosie. maybe in the dark.
I'm very tired of Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, that'd be normal for you. A woman being scared of your cock, that'd be fine for you. It's normal.
Right. Now Roseanne Barr is coming out and saying that she will replace Rosie.
Oh, that'd what? Be worse.
I'm sure.
At least
joking.
She's funny.
I would. Yeah. I might actually enjoy that. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That would be worse.
I mean, she is repulsive.
No,
she's
no. Roseanne Barr's changed her whole thing now. She's doing like kids like records and stuff like that nowadays.
I don't know.
She just put out a kids record.
I don't want to
like,
hear her voice.
8 months.
I would love to just hear Roseanne Barr like in her place, yelling at Hasselbeck.
Oh, shut up, you whore. No, but there's a...
Dang,
out
of
get out here. Yeah. I don't think she's that way anymore. I don't think she's that, like as aggressive as she was back in the 90s.
She'll be like, well, I don't think... Oh, say, can you see?
That was... Oh, my God. Grabbing her fake nuts. Fat fucking piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
There wasn't, like, a war veteran present there that could just kill her on sight.
Or a baseball player with a beaner in the head with a ball.
Seriously.
But she got, I mean, she was pretty much done after that.
That hurt her pretty
bad,
actually.
After she, like, totally disrespected, like.
What has she done since then?
Well, Roseanne continued for a long time after that.
She did a TV show.
That was, like, 1990. When did Roseanne end?
2002.
No.
No. 2000.
No, it was not until 2000.
Late 90s.
Yeah, it was late 90s. Though.
Check. You got fucking computer right in front of you. Go on IMDb. Yeah. What the fuck?
It was on for at least 7 years after that happened. Because she was really, really fat and like...
97. 88 to 97.
Fine.
Almost good. 10 years.
Pretty good run.
That's good. Yeah, and the show sucked ass that last season. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
It was weird.
Is that when she had the baby? And
she they won the lottery and everything.
They became rich.
And then...
That's terrible.
The finals,
everything went to hell, though.
Yeah, everything went to hell, but in the final episode, she wakes up from this dream and everything from the season before, because, like, at the end of the season before, you know, John has a heart attack, and but then he survives it, and then they have the kid. And
they split up.
Well, yeah, that happens, but then they have the kid, she wins the lottery, and then she wakes up in the last episode.
Oh, she's on the phone with her mother or something in the last episode, or Jackie or something.
I thought the whole series ends
with her on the phone.
I thought it was a wake-up thing where she finds out that everything she was thinking about was actually a lie, and that John died, and everything's going straight to shit.
John Goodman.
I'm thinking John Goodman,
His name is Dan.
What has he done since?
A lot of movies.
What?
Big Lebowski.
Babe.
Big Lebowski was during that reign. Was during
Babe
that Ruth? Time.
The Babe.
It was like 97.
He was Babe Ruth. Babe.
Oh, that was
like, was in the 90s. I'm talking about since 1998.
Okay.
Oh,
what has he done?
Okay, Big Lebowski.
That
was around that time.
That was
a 98 movie, I think, which I've actually never seen. But it's probably pretty damn funny.
It is good. It's a very good movie.
He's awesome. Everything he does is good. He's maybe that gay King Ralph shit.
King Ralph.
And the whole Flintstones thing.
That was like 96.
Oh, come on.
Right?
Don't say anything about Flintstones.
The first Flintstones was like, wow, I can't believe I'm saying this. It wasn't that bad.
No, it was cute.
I'm saying this.
I can't believe he just said that.
What?
I'm kidding.
What?
But after that, it was, oh my God, it was so bad. Like Viva Rock Vegas and shit. I was like, what the fuck? Because my mother loves Flintstones.
Oh, God.
And veal.
Yeah.
And wolves.
Cigarettes.
Or, no, wait, tigers.
Yeah.
And
lions and tigers and cigarettes.
And soap operas with midgets.
Lions and tigers and cigarettes. Yeah. Oh, my.
And fucking Yankee Doodles.
Your mother does... And I've been on record as to say this. She metabolizes.
I don't want to know.
Cigarettes and Pepsi.
Ugh.
Hot.
I'm all over it.
She's unchanged.
Inhuman. I don't think my mother's actually human.
No.
Believe it or not.
She's a fembot.
She's an alien. Yeah.
She's a wolf.
She's hungry like the wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of wolves, we got a coyote problem around here.
They found one, did you hear?
They killed one, and they're searching for
that's
four
so
more.
That's so good.
Yeah, because it really deserved to be killed.
It deserves to be killed.
Did you see the
pictures? They probably shit on its dead body.
Yeah. Did you see the
pictures? I'd like to kill whoever killed it, actually.
Mm-hmm. It deserved to lose
like
its
to
home.
I'd like to kill the person who killed it.
I'm getting very mad talking about this.
Come on.
Did you see the pictures on the news?
Fuck that little kid.
Was it yesterday? No, not the kid. Yesterday, when they actually killed it, the first thing on the news was that they found one, and there's pictures like... Big pictures of the coyote dead. Like, four shots to kill this fucking thing.
Yes, it's sickening.
It's like, are you kidding me? Took him four shots?
Yeah.
Fucking get a marksman in there. Could have taken out with one.
The whole point is it didn't have a home anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's dead.
Because we built condos.
Yeah.
So we can make podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish that they would
so
just...
So we can live and make podcasts.
I wish they would increase their numbers and just start killing people.
Yeah, I wish yeah, you they say could that just walk upright and start shooting lasers from their eyes.
You say that, and then like next week when you're coming out of this house doing the show, you get mauled by a coyote.
I feed them.
Yeah, you will feed them. You'll feed plenty of them.
With Derek.
Wow.
Matt, you could feed a couple
you
families
of coyotes.
You think
I have the fisher's knife and cut off some of his belly and feed it.
I'll be sure to have a loaf of bread before they eat me.
Farting a dude.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They're yeah. howling in pain as, you're, as they're chewing into you.
Ticking time bomb.
Splat.
I don't know. It's just, it's very disappointing.
What, because we're killing coyotes?
No, that we need more people living
isn't
in our area.
Isn't there a panther still in on the loose in
I
this
hope
state?
So.
I really I hope it's killing somebody right now.
I hope
like
so.
In Southern Jersey?
I really don't have a problem with that.
Seriously, isn't there still a panther on the loose in Southern Jersey?
I'm sure it's... You know, been captured and tortured and killed.
Oh yeah,
and put on display.
Yeah,
like no, Lenin's yeah. head.
I really hope it's still out there. Ugh. And the thing is, did you even know? Like they brought up this coyote thing. How many? Like what? 2 months ago, yeah. when they were killing dogs and puppies over at
stop
McGuire's Grove.
Yeah,
when they were yeah when they were attacking those things, they just oh yeah it's fine isolated incident. It was killing animals, no big deal. Yeah. It mauls like two kids. They're like, all right, get the. Get the A team. We got to get.
I don't think it actually
down.
Mauled anyone. I think they just like were around them or,
it bit,
or came after them. I don't.
It bit the kid on the skull.
Yeah, one of the kids was.
Oh, really? So yes. it actually physically attacked.
That, I think that was the one over by East Road.
Uh huh.
The one that got.
Yeah, they,
killed.
It,
right?
When they show no, he didn't get killed.
No,
he,
it was pretty
like
40 serious.
40-something stitches. In
well,
his
that
head.
Was the one that just happened the other day.
Yeah, that's the one. Well, that's the one.
There
that
was
they
another
were,
one that.
No, he didn't die either. He got mauled.
Buzzing
but,
noise, right?
Yeah, that's my computer again.
Oops.
Right. Oopsie daisy.
Let's unplug shit, see what happens. Oh, look, I didn't need this.
Yeah, you really can't hear it over Vaughn's pandandering, so I wouldn't worry about
his
it.
His what?
Pandandering.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't need that one.
Okay. Anyway.
the eyes of Derek just
I think coyotes are cool, and I don't think they deserve to be
I
killed.
I think grizzlies are cool, too, but we still kill them in this state all the time. When they get too overpopulated.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we can't do that with humans.
Yeah. How come
no,
we're
you
overpopulated
can't.
With people here? Why can't we just kill them?
Yeah.
They have a right to life.
I would love to set loose
Jesus
a bunch
wants,
of coyotes
Jesus,
into McGuire's
so
Grove.
Jesus wants every baby.
and a grizzly author was just mauled by a bear in Eagles
nice.
Park.
See?
And Daleks, an author who has written books on grizzlies, has survived an attack. By one of the bears in America's famed Yellowstone National Park.
What was he doing there?
Probably studying them, I would imagine.
He was like that. You ever see that documentary, Grizzly Man?
No.
We talked about this already.
Oh, we have? But you got to see it, Derek. It's ridiculous.
I've heard enough about it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
You ever heard of Grizzly Man?
What is
this,
that?
This guy.
Basically this faggot that goes out in the woods and
well,
tries
was.
To make out with bears and one of them
oh, give
ate
me a
him.
Fucking
no.
break.
Well, he was living with them, like kind of communing with them, like some ultra hippie. And then 1 year he
ultra hippie.
Well, he was like he was doing
reference.
Like the he was doing like crocodile hunter for bears.
Yeah.
He go out there with like he go out there like a camera and his you know and his like his gear like you know camping equipment stuff like that and he hang out in the areas where they live. And try to commune with them.
Yeah.
And then 1 year, one killed them.
Well,
ate them alive.
No. 1 year, he stayed too long because there are bears that hibernate for a certain period of time
yeah, and they
who
came...
are very aggressive, and they come out after a certain time. And he would always leave. But he decided to stay.
With a girl.
With this female friend of his. I say friend because there's no way he was having sex with them because he was a fucking flamer. He had to have been. And, they killed him and her.
No, she got mauled.
She got mauled and he
severely.
Got killed.
She got hurt severely.
It wasn't on camera, but the camera was on, and there is audio of it. But they don't play it in the movie.
No, well, they play the director of the film listening to the audio of it because the camera was like you know in a position where it wasn't able to the view, and all you can what he tells us is that you can hear him screaming and you can hear them both screaming.
Good.
And the bear, you know, pretty much killing.
Good, he says.
Good.
But the guy was like on like for his for the things he did, he was on Letterman and stuff like that. You know, he was actually kind of a pseudo celebrity, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm. But you know, he was just a wonky hippie.
Wonky hippie.
I love that word.
What the fuck?
Wonky.
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know.
The wonky talk man.
The guy used to work at the 7-Eleven in Red Bank. We called him a wonky eye. Remember him?
Yeah.
You have the one eye that would be looking like across the street, and you don't know if he's like looking away from you or looking right at you.
Mood
there's,
eye.
Yeah. There's a guy in there now. There's Mood a guy in the Wawa now. Some. It's got to be a teenager. He's got to be like in his late teens, early 20s, and he'll you know Skype on your stuff. He'll just look at you, not even tell you the thing. He'll give you like a 2 minute thing, just looking at you. Right. There's nobody behind you. Just look at you, and they're like, oh, he'll give you the price, and then he won't give you back your change automatically. He'll stand there, and you're like,
where is this again?
And at the Wawa in Red Bank.
That's why I don't go them.
Yeah, it's pretty trashy.
And like, are you fucking
weird.
Kidding me?
People are fucking weird.
I only go to Wawa because you know, I work in that town. Because I don't like going and dealing with the non English speaking Habibs in the 7-Eleven. Fucking look.
That's
at,
true.
Another group of misfits who look at you.
The Hyundai Elantra.
The Hyundai Elantra.
I'm gonna start walking down there. Yeah.
Honduras.
You tell him I'm going to start walking.
A Honduras.
All right,
Elantra.
Tell him to come down. No one knows what we're talking about.
No, so
it's
inside.
Better that way.
Yeah. So inside.
Suzanne Fisher.
That was actually wasn't bad, but.
No, well, yeah, I'm sure. No. Vaughn standards, it wasn't bad.
What? You like it?
Oh,
we
might
up.
As well play it. Vaughn likes it.
Cocksuckers.
All right, what we got there?
Nothing, because I have no show prep because we came on early. So.
Because you
no,
had to go
I
get a fucking
you forced
there.
Us on early. I was happy with 10 o'clock.
There's a story about the devil here, I think.
Oh, that wedding thing?
The devil, Mrs. Jones?
What's her face here, Clinton?
Oh, Hillary Clinton, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I misread that.
You really want to Congress okays billions for the Iraq war?
No, not really.
Oh, great.
I was just going for the Hillary Clinton.
More money
Jones.
For
okay.
fuck. Nothing.
More money to have people die. Yeah.
Well,
did you see they found one, you know, those guys who got kidnapped?
Yeah,
those
I
three,
heard about that.
The one of them was found in the river.
Oh, they killed him, huh?
Well, he was, and they took credit for it, yeah.
Ah,
they found his body, like, washing ashore.
Yeah.
She's just like, oh. And they still haven't found the other two. And most likely they think if he's dead, most likely the two of them are dead.
Probably. Or they're just going to wait and kill them, too.
Yeah. And probably another week of video will surface where they have him on the thing talking and then all of a sudden blowing his face off.
Yeah.
Like they did with that journalist.
Yes.
You ever see the video of that?
No, I really can't watch stuff like that. It's too
really?
Like, disturbing.
Yeah. I can sit and watch it. I don't know why.
One was that? How
the
that
guy
that
hacked his head off with like an olive fork.
Yeah, they actually cut it.
They cut his
they
head.
Like they just
had him,
cut
like,
his head
they
off.
They had him
like
with a mic like
it,
the ones we have. Like,
yeah.
Pretty much like what Matt's doing right here without mm-hmm. headphones on. On his knees, and he's reading. He's reading something, mm-hmm. and then they start speaking. You know, in their hakablaka blaka sounding words.
Durka durka.
Yeah, durka durka. And then they take a fucking knife, a sword, and cut his fucking head off live on TV.
Okay, is that the one that they had to actually edit it because it took him like 20 minutes?
Was that
to cut
the
his head
Berg
off?
Or whatever? He was a contractor.
Yeah, his.
He's wearing like an orange jumpsuit or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a. Yeah.
I think they said it took 20 minutes to cut his head off.
Cool. Yeah.
Or no, he was alive for 20 minutes while they were doing it.
Wow.
And then they found his body in one place, and then a couple days later, they found his head.
Yeah, he was just like gurgling.
That's terrible.
There's a movie. That's,
I could probably do it, but I couldn't watch it.
There's a movie in Cannes right now that's being shown in Cannes
mm-hmm.
that Angelina Jolie's in. She plays his wife.
Be good,
it's supposed to be
is
this
it
whole.
Sundance?
No, it's Cannes. What the fuck are you different?
What are you different?
I was totally
the
out of my 50s head.
Way of saying, are you gay?
He dropped his mic. That's
oh,
the
nice.
Best.
$50.
That's the best. Matt dropped his mic. That's awesome.
He's ever said ever. What are you, different?
It's the 50s.
I don't know why that was funny.
What's the matter at you?
See, no one's finding you funny.
What are you, different?
See? See?
Roused Carly from her coma.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Right, guys, I'm back.
Drop the mic.
Awesome. Oh, remind me to isolate that.
That was good.
What are you, different?
What are you, different?
Well,
hey, that guy's a little different, isn't he?
He's a different fella. You're not fat.
Come on, let's go to the
fat. Let's go to the gin mill.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Yeah. Ding dong.
Go ahead, one.
Was that?
That was from
he's singing out
the
Icy
I actually would
songs?
Like for Derek to get that audio if he can. The Weird Al version of Eat It, or Beat It, Eat It. And no. It's in the beginning, he's in the subway with the two fat guys.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And they're trying to get him to eat food. It's just so
You ain't fat.
He's like, nah, I'm all right, man. They're trying to feed him different shit. He's like pulling like packaged candies and cakes. And he's like, ding dong, yo, ding dong.
that wasn't
oh,
fat?
Okay.
Yeah, it was fat.
Oh, that's right, it is fat.
It's fat.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's at the beginning, but all of a sudden he just like blows up.
And then he becomes like, you're not fat! Yeah. He's like shaking his... like
I forgot that
morphing.
Video.
Oh, it's fucking that. Hilarious. That's the best part.
Morphing into an obese Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, that is. I love that. Ding okay, dong, well, ding the, dong, yo.
Anyway,
the
so Cannes.
The film. When Cannes
Film Festival.
Whatever, shut up.
It's Cannes anyway, I think.
Cannes.
Whatever.
Is that how they say
fuck?
It?
Cannes.
I think it's Cannes.
It's France. Who gives a fuck?
C-A-N-S. No, half the fucking word is silent because they're gay.
C-A-N-N-E-S. All right. Cannes.
Cannes.
It might as well just be Cuh.
Well, we call it Cannes.
Cannes. Anyway.
Because it's like titties.
There's a movie showing in this festival about...
Angelina Jolie.
She's in it playing...
Something that's going to take you a long time to get the point.
I was almost there.
He's getting
Shut
there.
The fuck up.
I can't imagine what it's like for you to have... I'm not even going to say it.
Go ahead. Oh, no.
Oh,
for
off
the climax, must be like 3 hours of him just like...
That's good, man.
That's a lot of work.
What, do you do yoga?
Go ahead.
And, you know, it's a film with her starring as the wife of this reporter and, like, her whole story, I guess.
Oh, I think I've heard of this.
Yeah,
her life
it's a big
is so
thing.
Significant.
Because Brad Pitt's, like, film company produced it, so they're roaming around, you know.
Brad shit.
Doing, you know, they're doing you know, interviews about it.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
supposed
I've
to be a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's all I had to say.
Wow.
I tried to get it out, but you got some fucking, you know, the Wolfman over here.
Oh, yeah.
He's hungry like the wolf.
Mm. Get another
hungry
tattoo
like
of an
coyote.
Animal coming out of your body.
They finally have a paved parking lot at the White Castle now.
Nice.
It's on the way.
It's on the way. Oh, here we go.
Is this it?
No, it's choppy.
Yeah,
I
hate that. You got to, like, click
like
past a little bit.
Yeah,
what
no,
it,
I,
yeah,
I'm
okay.
gonna find a different one.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Anyway,
go
we'll
ahead.
We'll come
were
back
we talking
to
about Angelina Jolie.
Anyway,
my bad. I don't really have anything else.
She's pretty gay.
Yeah,
what?
I'm pretty
whole,
tired of her.
The whole everything she does now.
Save
just,
the world and useless black children like thing like that are born with AIDS. What's the point?
Basically, yeah.
Your life is over. Just kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And feed them to, like, homeless people.
Well, I think that what they're trying to do is, besides that, is trying to get the awareness out so people like us who don't have it don't get it.
What kind of awareness?
I don't know. Do not have sex without a condom, you dumb jackass.
No.
Don't rape kids because you
on,
think that...
Come on, Matt. Hit me with the stats here.
Come on. Don't rape... In Africa, don't rape kids when you have AIDS because you think that's going to not cause it anymore.
Yeah, that's them. Like, normal, like, just your regular suburban white people like us have really a better chance of probably being eaten by a mastodon.
Or
getting AIDS.
Seriously. No, you still can get decent it's, amount of HIV and other beautiful.
The amount of people in this room, what we represent in terms
what,
of getting
fat
AIDS.
Fat nerds who don't get laid?
Okay.
Talk about yourself,
okay.
Dude.
Except for Derek.
Wow.
I don't get laid.
He's not going to dispute the fat nerd thing.
Yeah.
That
anyway, he will concede.
We're doing a broadcast online. How nerdy is that, okay?
A lot of people do it, and it's actually very fun.
This is
oh, looks at you, the one who has a computer that's from, I don't know, 92.
No, it's not an old computer. It's just that he doesn't get to use it.
I don't use it, dick face. You're acting like Rosie now. You are the Rosie of the show.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
And that's the hot blonde.
Vaughn O'Donnell.
I wish I was. I wish you were too. I'd be over your house a lot more.
Wow. More than you already are.
Well, wow. Trying to cut back a little.
See, I haven't cursed any of you guys out. I haven't called anybody a fat fuck tonight, and I've been
wow.
nice. Yeah. You've been good.
An asshole.
Well,
I'm an asshole. You've always been.
Just all of a sudden. Oh, you've always been an asshole.
I've been
anyway.
Good. So,
where were we going with that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He killed it. Oh, yeah. Angelina Jolie trying to save fucking.
Yeah, who gives
AIDS babies?
Seriously, I mean, like,
yeah.
Honestly, what she's doing is just a way for her to get roles for movies. That's all it is. Yep. If people remember that she's
her
there.
Her gay name in history books.
No, I think I think she's trying to get something else besides her showing her tits in every other movie.
She's like, oh, yeah, that whole...
That's fine.
That girl interrupted. That was a big stain on my life. I need to erase that.
What? Like, I actually like that movie.
Really?
What do you...
Yeah. I think it's yeah. All right. Well, whatever.
All right. Okay.
All right, that's just me. Whatever.
Like, I didn't have a huge desire to see it. I saw, like, I was like, you know, I've somebody I saw it with, you know, and that was it.
And I remember fondly.
And that was it. That's it. That's all.
I thought
it
was all right. Okay.
Looked like a leprechaun to me. I'm about to see leprechaun say, yeah, yeah.
That's a shitty video. I love that.
Oh, Lord.
So,
fucking. Yeah.
I really wish this was working.
I don't know. I know.
Oh, you're not getting the audio.
I think I might have gotten it.
All we need is the first 10 seconds.
I know, really.
Yo, homeboy. Where you been, man? We been looking for you.
Yeah, we ain't seen you around Burger World lately. So where you been, huh?
Oh, you know, around.
Want a piece of pizza? Think I got extra pizza around here somewhere.
Yeah, no, that's okay, thanks.
Yo, ding dong, man. Ding dong. Ding dong, yo.
No, thanks, really.
Yo, eat this, man. It's good for you.
I'm not really very hungry right now.
Hey, man, what it is with you? You on some kind of diet? Is that what they teach you in that little sister school of yours?
Back off, man. Back off.
The question is, are you fat or what?
Leave me alone.
I said, are you fat?
Get off me, man. Stop it.
You ain't down with us no more. You ain't fat. You ain't fat.
You ain't fat. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
That's basically
so fucking stupid.
I honestly probably haven't seen that in 10 years.
It's pretty much word for word from the original video. It's awesome.
I love it.
Yeah. I don't remember the Michael Jackson version. Like the beginning of that.
Look at the look on their faces. Fucking fingers.
The sound of Stretch Armstrong in the background.
Ding dong, ding dong, yo, ding dong. All right, we don't
have to listen. Wow.
To no, I don't need that. I've heard it a million times.
That's, I mean, he's still doing good stuff.
Yeah,
he's getting better, honestly. Yeah.
Well, the last record is
he's
unbelievable.
He's getting even better.
Straight out of Linwood?
He's pretty much a genius.
Yeah.
But there was a little part in the 90s where he was like,
Well...
Living
he's
in the fridge
better.
And that kind of shit was
no. He's really just. It's getting ridiculous.
Bedrock song.
Yeah, that was kind of crappy. Even the Red Hot
Got
Chili.
Got a baby elephant vacuum cleaner.
Even the Red Hot Chili Peppers hated that.
The
like
chili
that cover.
I bet they did.
They thought it was just like non like.
Oh yeah, they had that whole thing with
like
the
that.
Flea. He's just like. Yeah. Yabba dabba do now? I mean, come on.
They were probably just disappointed. They probably thought he could have done something better.
I'm sure that's what
they because
thought.
He did such a good cover of, you know, mocking Nirvana that when they got up to hit them, he was like, let's just...
They were all excited, like, all right, Weird Al's going to do our song. And
anyway,
the Flintstones.
He fucked it up.
Yeah, I know.
Way to go.
Dumbest fucking cartoon in history.
I like Weird Al's polka versions of songs.
Yeah, those are always fun. Yeah.
I mean, Amish Paradise up until that point was like probably his best, and I remember the whole thing with Coolio getting all pissed.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't appreciate him desecrating that song. Like number one, desecration involves things that are religious.
Yeah,
you know,
he actually honored that song.
Yeah,
he
because
got the money.
Weird Al is in fact more than Coolio.
Yeah,
he's far and beyond more than Coolio.
The thing is, they make royalties off those when he does parodies.
Yeah.
And somebody from his people had to sign off for him to make the money, to get the money over.
He claims no one did.
Yeah, he says nobody did.
He said they asked if it was okay that he did it, and he said no, but he did it anyway.
Then his lawyers would sue them for millions of dollars.
He's like, there ain't nothing I could do about it.
That's
like,
a lie. That's a fucking lie
talking
right
about
there.
Parody, right? I just heard this on another show beginning of the week. Actually, no, like yesterday, because I would have brought this up on Monday.
Doesn't matter.
On Tuesday.
It doesn't matter. What
anyway. Eric Idle.
I was taking a shower.
So. Eric Idle is suing.
Oh, who? Rekar?
We didn't need that.
That was stupid. Eric Idle is suing the producers in the producers of Shrek 3.
Really?
For a segment in it where Prince Charming is roaming around on a hobby horse with his second in command following behind him with coconuts, doing the old Holy Grail bit.
Yeah. And well, obviously that's an homage to the Holy Grail bit.
Well, Eric Idle thinks it's stealing, and he's suing them for it. Well, even though Eric Idle and John Cleese are both in the movie as characters.
That's
really?
Fucking, yeah. That's fucking gay.
Because when he saw the film, he said he flipped out and, you know, and went right to suing for it. Yet, out of all the people who are still part of that are still alive from Python, the only one who's still, well, they all still make money off the stupid stuff. They spam a lot. Like, they still made money off that, but Idle was the one who produced it. But he had to get the okay from everybody else to do it. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Am I right? And
gotcha.
And like everything, I think he's the only one who gets offended by this stuff because he's the only one suing.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody else. I don't see Graham Chapman's people coming out of the blue and suing people for these stupid things.
Because he's fucking dead.
Dead.
Offer expires while you wait. Operators are standing by.
Be dialing.
As far as the Weird Al thing, he doesn't have to seek approval from anyone to do his parodies because there is a right to parody.
Yeah, but he's using them. Their exact beats and stuff.
That's, no. That's... It's a right to parody. He does not.
See, they were going click, 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 click.
Yeah.
I'm going click, 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 click.
And actually,
I don't see. No. I don't know.
No, I think he has.
Sure about that?
No, he does. It's a right to parody. He does not have to seek approval from anyone. The only thing he does is actually contact the artists to say, hey, I want to do one of your songs as a parody. And he likes to get a personal, like, a sort of acknowledgement from them.
But
you know, they're kind of their personal...
A green light, if
yeah,
you will.
Yeah, but like, yeah, that's cool. I'd actually be honored if you did that,
but
Al.
But I thought that fell into the category of taking somebody else's song and doing something
but
with it.
Still, it's a parody.
But he's still got to pay them royalties for the certain things that he does for them.
No.
Yeah.
These
people are still making money off of his parodies.
Who is?
The artist that he uses and he makes parodies of.
Why?
How
are they making money?
Well, because he's duplicating their song. I think they do have to go through some sort of legal mumbo jumbo to do it. Because even if you look at the liner notes, you'd say like you know, originally done by Nirvana or whatever.
Yeah, he backs it up.
Yeah,
he
has
they have to do that.
But he doesn't have to ask them if it's okay if he makes a parody of their song.
No, he doesn't. He just got to go through their legal department to make sure it's cleared.
Well, he doesn't have to ask them though. He doesn't. They don't have to. Like they can't do anything to prevent him from making a parody.
Because the record companies, I'm sure, own the music.
Yeah.
So he just has to go to like EMI or whatever.
And say,
can we do this? And they'll be like, sure. And then,
well, that's what I mean. Somebody has to be contacted and say you can use the beat for that song to do something over it. I don't think he can just say, yeah, you know what? We're going to take that Madonna song, and why don't you rip off that instrumental, and we're going to do
it. It's not ripping it off, though.
No,
it's blatantly.
I know, but what I'm saying is like the Vanilla Ice thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, he stole the beat.
He can't say
under
it's
pressure.
His own. He can't say that it's his.
But
own
that's what
song.
Weird Al is saying, basically, by him doing a parody. He's making it his own song.
But no, Vanilla Ice isn't doing a parody of their song. He's just stealing their beat.
Yeah, but to me, that's the same
thing. Making his own
thing.
To
me, it's just apples and oranges.
It's not, though.
This show goes from a comedy show to the
McLaughlin Group.
Yeah, the McLaughlin Group by the end of the night.
Wrong!
Unless Weird Al himself is lying
once
when
Matt
he says
gets into
it.
Once Matt legalese, it's all over.
I've read interviews with him. I've heard him say
fantastic.
It. He does not have to ask them for permission. He likes to get their own personal, like,
okay. Yes.
Yeah. Just like.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're right. Mm-hmm. Calm down. Shut up. Don't everybody fight with him. He's okay.
But with
right.
Coolio, I'd imagine there was.
Well, he just wanted to be gay about it.
He's an asshole.
Obviously,
what has he done since?
He still did it.
What has he done since?
Yeah.
Seriously, what has he done since?
So
what has Coolio done since Gangster Paradise? I think he put out one record after that bombed.
You know what he did?
Gangster's Paradise is just a Stevie Wonder song.
Yeah, I know. It was just a sample of that song.
Yeah.
That, you know, whatever.
The chorus.
The melody or whatever.
The chorus is
Coolio
is
did a duet with
thing.
Kenny Rogers. Well,
except for the lyrics on the
raps. The whole soundtrack.
Wait. Did you hear what I just said?
Kenny Rogers can rap with.
Yeah, I heard it.
Coolio. Yes. Whatever. That's why we weren't paying attention because it was Kenny Rogers.
But even still. That, oh my God! It was
the gambler
was complete
and
shit.
The guy who can't control his hair.
The
holy shit!
And the gangster.
let's get some fat rhymes on that.
Oh, okay. People will do anything to make money.
So that'd be a nice. That'd be a new rapper. Fat rhymes.
I think.
Be like Leanne Rhymes.
Somebody was telling me
cousin.
That Kenny Rogers is like big in like Eastern Europe or something like that. I was like, what? No way! I was like, the gambler? Are you kidding me?
The gambler. Country music is
or
the
South
most
America. No,
music
South
in
America.
The world.
I think he's very popular. South America, like country in general, is very popular. But his like stuff from the '70s is huge.
Oh yeah,
and you're like,
they love.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
Let's hear this here. It's almost weird to hear it.
Yeah.
Because it's Stevie Wonder.
Everyone.
Oh, yeah. This is the original. I thought this was like a meaty version. I was like, this is shit.
Please, anything.
It's actually weird to hear this.
Yeah. Anytime you ever hear a rap song that has something really like, ooh, like that does sound kind of interesting. Yeah, they stole it.
Yeah.
I actually like the fat, sweating black guy better.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too.
Somebody had to tell me that this was actually the whole beat and the chorus was took it from this song.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? Because I don't fucking listen to Stevie Wonder. So I'm like, all right. And they played him back to back, and I was like, oh.
Well, let's hear Coolio's version.
It is. Yeah. It's
a little more dramatic.
Well, the instrumentation.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
the beats is.
Stevie Wonder's was probably made in fucking.
Well,
1972.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder was using 1972 technology.
And he takes friggin' verses straight from the Bible and puts them in there. So fuck him. He's stealing from everybody.
It was for a gay movie with Michelle Pfeiffer. Too.
Yeah.
Everything about it just is not good.
Oh, yeah.
He's stealing from everybody, so who gives a fuck? And he probably
and
had to
let's
pay.
Hear. See, the Weird Al versions,
it sounds a little different.
No, his songs
sounds
are not directly taken from them. They're all
redone.
No,
he has a whole band that redoes them.
He has a whole band that does
it. This sounds more like the Stevie Wonder one. Where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain, but that's just awesome. I love the video for this song. It's fucking hysterical.
I love All About the Pentiums.
I know.
Have you seen the...
What
impressed
video.
Me the most in the Amish video was when he did the whole backwards thing.
Yes.
Yeah. He's actually singing while filming backwards.
Yep.
Yeah. Wording
so,
it all backwards.
Like he's walking and singing forward,
yeah.
but everything's going backwards behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that he's actually, like they filmed that backwards.
Yes.
And then reversed it. But his lips are perfectly
perfect.
In sync.
Yeah.
Because he has to be the most anal fucking
guy.
Yeah.
He directs most of his videos nowadays.
He does everything.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Because I remember him, he directed a bunch of videos for...
Who's going to fucking direct his shit?
He directed a bunch of videos for John Spencer's Blues Explosion back in the day. Mm-hmm.
He did a lot of stuff with Ben Folds, too.
Yeah, him too.
He did the Rock in the Suburb shit.
And he's actually a decent video director. I wouldn't say a director.
Well, I'd say UHF was probably one of the best movies ever.
But
I don't know if
direct
he directed
that.
It.
No, he's just...
Sure, he wrote
I think everything. He wrote part of it, yeah.
I think he wrote most of
it. Did you ever hear the... I don't know if I ever brought this up. The Ben Folds 5, they did the Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Bitches Ain't Shit song.
Yeah.
So funny. Just like doing the piano and he's like singing the melody. You know, just
it's like
verbatim the song.
A la My Humps. Like
yeah,
that.
It's like that. Yeah, it's so raunchy
can't
and stuff.
Stand
it's
that.
So funny.
Or then the, what was it? The Gin and Juice. I don't know who did
that.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
It's like the hillbilly version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or when David Lee Roth came out with a bluegrass record of all of Van Halen songs.
What?
And
oh,
his,
that's
and
right.
His own stuff. He
that's
did,
right.
He did like Jump and like Are Just a Gigolo like serious? As bluegrass.
Yes.
And they're just like, and it's actually, it's funny, but you're like, because he sounds just like himself singing Jump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's just a bluegrass band behind him and you're like. Like, after the fourth listen, you're like, okay, it's not actually that bad.
Doesn't Bon Jovi do most of his songs country style now?
Probably.
Yeah, well, he sucks, too.
Fucking Ephraim Van Halen on guitar.
Wow, Ephraim Van Halen.
He's got a one-string guitar.
Have you seen him nowadays? He looks like a fucking sacked-out hillbilly.
Yeah.
Who, Roth?
No, Van Halen.
Oh, he's all fucked up. He's got, like, three hip surgeries.
He's got four teeth. He looks all fucked up.
Was he alcoholic or something, too?
Alcoholic,
I hope so.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Pill Popper, Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen. And his brother's a fucking crackhead, too. He's about to die
what
of throat cancer or something.
I don't know.
What was
that?
Matt
belly?
About to explode.
Was that?
It was an internal burp.
Oh.
That came out, it seems. We all heard it.
I'm really fucking hungry right now.
There's nothing internal about that.
Fuck, a frog just get on the mic?
Yeah. Kermat the frog.
No, right, Kermat your face in.
I can't
find it. Boris.
What are you looking for?
There was a the version of Gin and Juice. I don't know who did it.
Did a white guy?
Yeah, it was like a almost like a country version of it.
No, I don't know.
Oh well.
Yeah, it was very
probably
good,
fucking
though.
Toby Keith.
Yeah, right. Fuck that guy.
Kobe T.
We'll put a boot in your ass.
Yeah, fucking 9/11 happens, and he writes a song as quick as possible.
Oh, he's
yeah.
a fucking homo.
And every stupid hillbilly white bastard fucking goes, I love this guy. Don't
imagine.
I love George Bush.
These colors don't run. Fuck you.
Oh, no, that's so queer.
I love when it's faded stickers like that that say these colors don't run. You're like, see, they ran. Oh, fucking God. Asshole.
They don't run because they fucking invade and fucking undermine your government without you even realizing it. They, I mean, you know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's an inferred.
You should understand if you're listening to the show.
Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah, whoops a daisy.
Oh, man. Wow,
well, we got 10 minutes left.
It's 10 minutes do we?
Midnight.
We don't have to have 10 minutes.
We
left,
should do this more often. Come on early.
Yeah, we're gonna.
We should take over his show more often.
We're really bringing down the house, man. We got like 3 people in the chat still.
One.
Oh, who, son of a bitch.
Toucher.
Yeah. He's all happy. He's like, yeah, we probably got like 3 people.
What was his name? AR Blade said, I'm still listening, but I'm gonna log off chat.
That's good.
And nice. Toucher says, I'm not gonna listen, but I will stay in the chat.
I love that guy.
Son of a bitch. I would love for him to call in. I'd love to
touch her.
Yeah,
and what
see what he has to say.
And Christine popped off, right?
Yeah,
she left a while ago.
Fucking shows her tits to everybody else on the every other channel,
but not us.
Not us.
No, of course not.
They're not bad. They're pretty good.
Oh yeah,
I've seen them a handful of times.
A handful.
They're pretty good. I like them.
I've seen those more than a handful of times.
Yeah, when I was at work the other day, I was watching this woman checking out cantaloupes and sizing them up, and they were as big as her own tits, and I thought that was an interesting idea.
She's squeezing a cantaloupe.
Yeah, I mean, she was a little like chubby, she wasn't like
whatever
a prize catch, but it was just a funny thing.
Take her home
holding them up, and I'm like, yeah, that's about right.
Okay. You'd better. Who
yellow
cares?
And fucking lumpy.
What?
Well, there's all skinny and red. Don't do shit.
And the thing is,
since they're dead,
I think the best part about that was when she shows her she shows her tits. It's when my computer freezes up and it's just Teddy's sitting there right there. I'm like, I can live with that for a minute.
Hey, Vaughn, wow, come get your mail. Oh, my God. What's that?
And it's like
Satan on the TV screen.
And when when she's on the chat with ours, no video, no nothing. Fucking bastard.
Neglect.
Horrible. We get no love.
That's because she's not paying attention.
Oh, well, okay.
It's because it's past everybody's bedtime.
As well, she shouldn't.
Why?
What?
Because we bash on her friends?
No, because we suck.
We don't suck. Oh. Fuck them. Who cares what we fucking, who says we suck?
Fuck them. I'm saying we suck.
Okay, you can say we suck because you run the show.
Yeah.
But fuck the rest of the, shows before us that say we suck. I can suck my
ass. I don't really think many people at all say
Vaughn
we suck.
Vaughn is very,
Dude, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, but like that's another Rosie instant. You know, who says we suck? Like literally.
Joe. Honest. Cousin Joe. That's who says we suck.
I don't know. I think that was really just a rib.
I have a little message from Webmonster Mike, who cannot be in the chat room at the time. He says, the right to parody without permission from the original artist falls under the fair use clause of the Copyright Act as long as it is a direct parody.
Well, his mostly are direct parodies.
Which can be debated until you're blue in the face and it's not even worth doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not fight it.
I don't think he would have done dozens and dozens of
parodies. No, obviously that's true. I assumed even just to say, I'm going to make a joke out of this, I just figured they'd have to be like, well, you still got to clear the rights.
I'm
going to
say
music.
9 times out of 10, whoever he does parody is honored.
Oh,
to
yeah,
be parodied
sure.
by him. So regardless.
They all like it, yeah. But there's got to be something in the legal process where they're actually, somebody's making money.
Of course.
About it, you know.
His record label.
And the other record label that put out the other records. There's
gotta
be,
think so.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody making money besides his record label and besides him.
I don't think
I
so.
I think so. I think it's not just they're honored to be parodied by
Weird Al. Well, I guess it's kind of like for instance, South Park. They use celebrity names and likenesses, but I don't think they're getting paid. But the South Park guys are getting paid lots of money. You know what I mean? So I think it's the same.
Because
they're public figures, and you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when they first started that show, and they were badly drawn versions, and then they started putting the heads in.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That was terrible.
When they were like, let's see if we can get away with this. They started with Saddam, and they got away with it, and then they started putting other people
in
there.
They still do the badly. Well, they're just... It's just terrible.
It's just
when they do them. But it's funny because it is.
It's always the same voice.
It's just, yeah. It's a show that's done on
I'm Mel Gibson. I'm George Clooney.
I'm Celine Dion.
Hey, buddy.
I
hate you, Terrence and Phillip, and I hope you get cancer.
I love how that show is done. It's done in like the...
That's right, me, Celine Dion.
The most up-to-date 3D software, right? Look, the shittiest it has to be.
Yeah.
Well, that's the idea.
They got to keep with the... They got a gimmick going.
Yeah.
It works for them, I think.
Yet there's thousands of Koreans putting together, Simpsons every week? You know, drawing and tracing those shows every week?
Mm-hmm.
And it's still done 2D. With not much... I don't even think there's any much 3D. I don't think it's like Futurama was like that, where it was 3D and 2D stuff.
Are they doing more Futurama?
Supposedly, they're supposed to be doing, like, I think beginning next year is supposed to be about three new, like, 90-minute movies.
Wow.
And then cut them up into half-hour episodes.
Always hated Futurama until they were gone. And then I started watching DVDs.
And then you realize how actually good it was.
Yeah.
Same thing with Family Guy. I never really watched Family Guy until it was, like the day before they got canceled. Like, I downloaded their episodes. I was like, this is fucking hysterical.
And now do you watch it?
They're kind of getting bad.
Yeah. There's good scenes in them.
I was telling Steve they had the Jetsons thing last week where they did the whole intro of the Jetsons.
Okay.
But the actual animation. So parody. It was the exact animation where he sends Elroy to school and the girl. And then the wife,
the grainy kind of looking.
Yeah, it was the exact animation. Uh-huh. And then he goes to give the wife a dollar and she takes the wallet.
Uh-huh.
And she goes to go away and he reaches down, grabs her hair, and pulls her up and starts yelling at her. That takes his money back.
Wait, was it a Jetsons piece or was it?
It was
they just redid
the
their own intro as the Jetsons,
but they used the exact animation of the Jetsons
because they did that what in like season one.
I don't remember
where George comes out and he's all beaten up, black and blue, covered in blood.
Oh no, that was like Family Guy animation.
Oh, this was an actual
like they took
well it's
the
like,
actual
like take intro. On me when they redid that video
or when they did the that whole scene with Gene Kelly. They just put Stewie in places.
Yeah. Well, that was just that putting was him just, in and puts and, the midget or whatever, the kid.
That was Tom.
Jerry.
Was oh, Tom, no, that's Jerry, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
midget.
Yeah, they. And the thing, and the bad part about that is, have you seen that episode? With that scene?
I've just seen the scene.
The whole episode's okay, and then that whole scene completely, from like the beginning of it, and that's like the middle piece.
Yeah.
It completely disrupts the whole rest of the episode. It's like, what the fuck did that have to do with anything?
They're big on that now, constantly. where they take things too far. And I think they're doing it on purpose, to be honest.
Obviously.
With you. Like, I think like 2 weeks ago, they had a kid who, every time they laughed, he would, is Steve sleeping?
No, he's
listening intently.
He's going to black out.
they would have a kid who was laughing, a really deep laugh. And after everyone was done laughing, he would just be like, ha ha.
Oh, were they like
and
rich?
Keep going.
Were they like rich kids?
Yeah, and then like every time they would do it, it would get longer and longer to where it was like a couple like maybe like 10 seconds of him just.
Somebody made a great point.
I can't even do it.
Somebody made a great point where it's like that show used to be really good. And now this season they do like 15. They do like 25-second vomit sequences.
Yeah, they just get a little too,
which is like,
too much.
Why? It's like I see it the first time.
Well,
fine.
Like the whole chicken thing. When they first
they
did
brought
the,
it back
the chicken.
Again this season.
I know, they brought it like twice back already. I'm starting to talk like you. Twice back already.
Throwing words in different places.
Spider-Man 3!
What syntax?
What?
Exactly.
Your fucking brain is melting.
What syntax?
Is that not a poison? You're a jackass.
Wow.
I put syntax in my dishwasher.
Go stare at your wolf.
Off my dick, dude.
What?
Seriously, you've been on my dick for the past like week.
For this tattoo.
Your ass.
I guess, you whatever ass. Else.
Earthquake.
You heard the rumor.
Earthquake?
What rumor?
Oh, Bob from Conte and Kenny is in the show.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Nice, Bob.
Bab.
Hey, Bob.
Probably heard me ragging on something.
Oh. How's it going?
You joining now that we're leaving.
Ooh.
You probably heard me ragging on something.
Oh, see you later.
And, of course, the toucher is ripping us apart again. He's such an asshole.
What is he doing now?
Bob said, what's up, man? He said, not a lot. Listening to this shitty radio show.
What, that's toucher?
Yeah, it's the toucher.
Fuck. I thought we liked this guy.
Maybe.
Well, he's a shithead for listening to it.
Well, he's a fucking, he's from that peanut country you like to call Australia.
That joke was never good.
Yeah, you're an
stop
asshole.
Stop using it. I don't care. I'm not the
asshole. Not a joke, it's true.
Bad jokes.
It's not a joke, yeah, and it's true.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
I don't either.
It's midnight.
Hey, man.
Bob. It's Star Wars.
Slavery's over.
Yes.
What's what?
Today, right?
It is officially the 30-year anniversary of Star Wars.
I'm going to crash my car on the way home because I don't want to have anything to do
and
with that.
And it's starting tonight, I think it was. Tonight they started the convention.
The marathon?
Well, the convention started tonight.
I can't listen to this.
You know, the Star Wars Conference 4.
Yeah, and they're actually having a 16-hour marathon of every single movie.
Whoops.
Nonstop.
Yeah, I heard about that. I that would be cool. In order?
Yeah.
Whoops.
And then...
But I'm not allowed to hear type when I get on the radio.
I know.
It's a very unjust world.
Yeah, really. It's not like these are being put on the radio. They're being shown in theaters.
No, they're...
Yeah. Oh, I think it's TV. I'm sorry.
What's wrong with Star Wars? Huh, Matt?
I'm just joshing.
I'm just not a fan.
They're just those kind of guys that if they don't know it, it sucks.
Yeah. No, it's not a matter of not knowing it.
I don't think it sucks. I just don't really care for it.
I'm not obsessed, but I've seen the movies a handful of
times.
There
are certain concepts that just wholly disinterest me.
And, yeah.
And Star Wars is one of them.
But Star Trek is...
Totally different.
What? Are you cracked?
It is. It's a lot.
Fucking.
It is completely different.
Can we end the show? I'm annoyed.
Well, it's
don't get mad. It's completely different.
I don't want to get into this nerd
fascism,
talk.
Vaughn. There you go.
I don't want to get into this nerd talk about Star Wars and Star Trek.
Yeah, we had enough of that
different.
2 weeks ago. I was surprised
I don't like Lord of the Rings. I don't like Harry Potter.
Have you seen them?
I've seen the first two Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I didn't like them. I didn't care. They didn't interest me. Nothing about it.
But then you like Neverending Story.
As long as you saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've seen the first release.
And I hate that.
Star Wars. The first three released Star Wars. I've seen them.
Yeah.
Don't care for them.
Really?
Don't care for him at all.
What's not to love?
And I just can't even bring myself to watch the last three.
Well, I wouldn't recommend three.
Like I'm not a psycho obsessed like Derek over here.
No, I wouldn't say he's psycho obsessed.
Well, he's
well versed.
As I stare at my $2,500 worth of figures.
Certain people have certain things that they're really into, and you're really into Star Wars.
Yeah, lightsaber in the corner.
I have the most awesome. Darth Maul statue on top of my computer desk, and the only thing you guys ever bring up are these fucking Pez dispensers that are right underneath them.
Oh, they are cool.
I got I got V from Vendetta. I got an Imperial Guard, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're totally.
I got a lot of Transformers.
Yeah.
I probably got about $3,000 worth of Transformers.
And are you
gonna, I only spent about $600.
Your desk is like just waiting to collapse.
Oh, yeah.
And are you going to go to the movie in July?
Maybe. I'm really debating it now.
Why?
Because it just, I don't know. Every time I see something come out for it, I'm more and more disappointed.
See, the thing is, I don't really look at all that stuff all the time. Like
I don't either. People just say, hey, check this out.
Yeah.
Check this out. And I look
say,
at it. And
I say,
like,
no, and hit the X. I say, fuck you. I'll wait until July. Thank you very much.
I'll see. I'll know the day when it comes out, whether or not I'm going to really want to see it.
Well, they're really trying to get more stuff going with Cousin Joe.
What's up?
Is he fighting with Bob?
What did I say now?
I just ragged on them for a couple minutes. So I guess he's telling Bob, and Bob's... Well, Bob's not going to do anything.
What?
Bob's part of Condé and Kenny. What's he going to do?
Don't care. No, I'm just saying.
Bob's actually a decent guy. No. He's not like the Toucher who's an ass.
Wow. Let's just
I got a question. How you came up with the moniker Toucher, anyway?
Yeah, I don't mind you.
His internet handle.
Not bad. From Australia.
What are you touching?
Did we say that Bob hates our show?
Bob hates our show? No.
I don't think we ever said that.
He's actually on there. He's one of the guys who listens to the show like me. He listens to most of the shows on the channel.
Yeah,
I'm one of the guys out of the group here that actually listens to most of the shows on this channel. Sit in chat.
Honestly, I have no idea what we said all night, but if there's anything bad that was said for
nothing
for
against
today,
Conte and Kenny.
It's Vaughn.
Nothing against Conte and Kenny. I actually do like them. I wish they would get more hours.
You're such an ass.
What happened now?
Like the Cousin Joe show, according to the Kratz, is the cure for insomnia. He's been doing this all fucking night.
I love it.
He's been doing it alone, so it's not my problem.
It's funny, but I guarantee you it's going to be taken seriously.
Oh, I hope it is. I hope it is.
I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, who cares anymore?
I really don't care.
Who cares? The thing is... I don't care.
Oh, Bob, I like your show, too.
That's good.
I laughed my ass off when you had Otto on.
And his show's good. You know, I mean, I listen to most of the shows on this station.
Yeah.
They're all pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some hit it out of the park and some, you know, lob it.
Okay.
I think
you need to stop before
that's
you
all
just
I'm gonna
dig
say.
A ditch.
Lob it out of the park would be even greater than hitting it, right?
Yeah, because that'd be pretty hard to do.
Yeah, you lob something out of the park, you're really fucking throwing it hard.
All right,
scratch
that analogy.
In other words, the shows are either really good or fucking amazing. That's what you're saying.
Okay,
There you go. Hit it out of the park.
I don't think I could throw
lob it out of the park.
I don't think I could throw a ball from home plate out. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, a good 400 feet's kind of hard to do.
Whatever. The toucher's gonna touchers on the chat every night.
I know. Mr. Perfect could have done it.
He could have. Perfectly.
He's gonna be on Cousin Joe's show on next Wednesday and just be like typing out manifestos to this fucking guy.
Kurt Hennig could do it without a coke overdose.
And a zombie.
I'm gonna snort this baseball made of cocaine.
Now that was perfect.
And blow it out my other and blow it out my ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should have another radio war. That was fun.
Was it?
But with who?
Was there someone on the station? But, all right, Vaughn, this is your new job.
I'm going to find a podcast.
We're going to start a radio war.
Find a big one.
Yeah. Find somebody like that we like actually could have genuine.
Let's do Keith and the girl. Mm. Let's go after them.
Oh God,
dude, no!
I've never listened to another podcast. Really,
Monday they just hit their 500th episode.
So what? We probably got about 27.
Yeah, they're
Uber.
They're Uber, wow. And their fan base.
I'm not saying we have to win. I'm just saying let's start something.
And their fan base is psychotic.
Cool.
What, you think they'd beat us in an insult thing?
What?
No, I don't.
I think they're not like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh no, they'll rip us apart. They'll rip us apart. They don't like us, or they find out like we're saying bad shit about them.
Yeah,
they'll rip us apart. Oh really? Yeah.
Interesting.
But then they're people.
I will challenge anybody to an insult contest.
I don't really an honest one.
Yeah, I find competition very hard when I insult people.
Yeah, it's
it'll be very funny to see that.
Oh but yeah, well we.
That's the thing. I don't like. We're so like I don't know under everybody's radar. Well,
I know. Even your radar. We could say anything, and nobody would hear.
Under your radar, even. You don't even post shows.
No.
It's true.
You have to post shows.
Yeah, I don't even know what we say anymore.
We have three. This will be three shows now that you have to post.
Yeah, they need to kind of all be
What are you
up.
Doing this weekend? Nothing. Post shows.
I'm going to barbecues.
Wow. You need lots the barbecue.
I'm going to breadless barbecues.
I know. Hey, Derek, you want a hamburger? Oh.
You want just a burger?
Wait. Burger? Yeah, you're not doing anything tomorrow night, are you?
What's tomorrow?
Friday.
I don't know. Yeah, unless you're going to the movies.
Oh, yeah, I think we're going to see Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah.
Right. Oh, you say Caribbean?
Yeah, I say whatever the fuck I want to say.
Nice.
Whatever Caribbean, feels good in the Caribbean. Moment.
See, that's another movie.
He
just busts
on his girlfriend when she's asleep right next to
I've never seen any of them. Well, the first
two. Well, I was just saying Steve.
He just said he saw the first two. Who? I haven't seen any, but the first two.
No. Well, I was.
You ass. You didn't like them, no. I can understand that.
No.
I didn't see them.
I said any of them, but only two of them have been released.
Didn't let
them
finish.
I didn't see either of the ones that are released for everyone to see.
Yeah.
And I will never see them based on the trailers. Never will
you know,
I watch
shut
them.
Up.
Honestly, I don't care if you see them or not, because I'm not like Uber. I defend Star Wars. I saw the trailers. And the first thing I said was, oh, my God, this looks horrible.
Mm-hmm. And then you saw them.
Yeah, and then then they came out on video. My father bought it, mm-hmm. and he said it was good. And I said, what are you fucking insane? And then Carly made me watch it, and I was just like, God damn it, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What could it possibly offer?
It's just, you got to remember it's Disney.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty dark even for Disney.
Yeah.
And it's just... It was just a good movie.
I know. There's no
Captain
Kirk
in it. I mean, it had action. What does it have to offer? I don't know. It was just a good movie.
I don't know. I can't just jump into...
It was entertainment for entertainment's sake.
Yeah.
Exactly. I can't just kind of jump into that.
Oh, God, it's too hard.
What do you mean too hard? Vaughn, believe me. My receptacle up here, this
you like
this thing up here,
story.
I can take in a lot. That is something that came out when we were kids. When your brain was completely seeking any kind
movie.
Of entertainment.
That movie's retarded.
A lot of people hate it.
What movie?
The Neverending Story.
Oh. I can't hate Neverending Story.
I don't like it.
Yeah. It's just something that... It's the same concept. It came out when I was little. I don't need any more of that. I really don't.
I'm done with it.
I mean, if you're done with it, you're done with it. But for someone like me who actually enjoys movies... Yeah. Like, I enjoyed it. Some people enjoy watching movies, mm-hmm. even if they're bad. I've seen a lot of bad movies, mm-hmm. but I've enjoyed watching them.
Yeah,
I'll go to a movie without having any idea what the movie is about.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10.
But if you do know what it's about and it doesn't strike you, then you're turned away from the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of times you get turned away from movies that you would potentially like.
It's possible.
Yeah, like
it's possible.
I know you hated Anchorman.
Oh God.
Yeah. Which I loved Anchorman.
He only refers to it as anchor shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, I saw that the first time I saw that, I was like,
to me, I liked it.
And then I've seen it a couple more times since, and I'm like, all right, it kind of grows on you.
But if someone just says, like, I don't like Will Ferrell, which I believe you don't really like him. Right?
I used to love Will Ferrell.
You like SNL Will Ferrell, but you don't like the movie Will Ferrell.
No. Just like I don't like movie Adam Sandler. There's a few Adam Sandler movies that I can stomach.
The first three?
And and some of them are kind of funny, but overall, just... I can't just say, like, oh, I love Adam Sandler movies. You know, like I love Chris Farley movies or something. I like a couple movies that Chris Farley was in.
Yeah.
And that was it. And they were just dumb entertainment for the now movies.
Yeah.
Entertainment for entertainment's sake.
It was the same thing over and over again.
But like I said, I'm done with that.
But you won't sit
that
down
ended
and watch,
with The
like,
Matrix for me. What? That was it. That was it. The Matrix ended it for me.
All of them or
entertainment,
the first one?
Entertainment for entertainment's sake.
You
I
saw
watched
all
that.
Three of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't
oh, I
stand
like
the,
all three of them.
Oh, I can't stand the second two.
Second one,
fucking nuts.
Second one is still pretty good. The third one kind of just drags it out.
Drags. It's such an annoying piece of shit.
Yeah.
The third one. I watched all three of them one night, back to back, and I was like, I was so like offended that I actually loved the first one when I got to the to the end of the third.
No, I was like, I know what you mean by that.
I was like, you got to be kidding me.
But the thing is, with movies that have. Like, okay, that has a small base to it before the movie actually came out. Mm-hmm. Movies like X-Men that have a huge base, I can watch those because I like to see how they do them.
Yeah.
Now, like Pirates of the Caribbean, does that have, like, books or anything?
Oh, because there's no story. Yeah, well, no, it's based on a Disney ride.
Yeah.
And Disney
ride. Is that it? Or
That's
is there
it.
Anything
That's
else?
All it's based around. No, there's nothing really...
Okay.
That I can understand where you're coming from with there.
Yeah.
But like Transformers, we were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're into Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
You watch the cartoons when you were kids. You still watch the cartoons now, right? You
probably. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right? Every now and then I'll watch
you,
some of them just
you've
for
collected
nostalgia
this,
sake.
You've, over the years, as a child, you still probably still have the same Transformers you had as a kid, right?
Yeah, most of them.
And
yeah.
you still collect stuff mm-hmm. from that. From
On
and
occasion.
You're like, and
On
you're
occasion.
Like this. You're very iffy with going to see the flick.
Because I can already tell what they're going for. By what I've seen, and it's
Fast and the Furious Transformers.
It could be incredibly disappointing, or it could be like, okay, I see why they did that, but I'm not exactly sure if I want to take that risk.
Yeah. I want to spend that $9.
No, that's not it. It would just be a permanent blemish on my Transformers soul.
Like,
if I saw it and was disappointed with it.
Like with the Hulk. You ever see the Hulk?
Oh God.
That was awful.
It's fucking awful.
I can tell that's terrible.
They're remaking it, which I'm kind of happy a little bit about.
Edward Norton?
Yeah, he's going to be in a Banner.
Interesting.
If they are doing it for the sheer sake of let's try and make up for it, okay. Maybe
Erasing
I'll
the
check
past?
It out.
Yeah. Because that movie was such, like, what the fuck? Like, cartoon panels?
It
like,
was
what the fuck
horrific.
Was going on?
It was horrific.
It was so bad.
It was like, the biggest insult.
I like the way he looked.
To Marvel Comics fans ever.
See, the thing is, I like the way he looked. I like the way the Hulk turned out.
Are you serious? Well,
that was one of the things I liked the least about the movie, which is amazing.
No, that's the only thing I liked is that they actually kept him, you know, this hulking big mass. They didn't do like they did in the TV show where they just made him Lou Ferrigno.
Lou
a little higher, a little thicker.
Fucking big.
That was
He's
awesome.
He's like 6'5", 300 pounds
of
solid
cooler.
Muscle.
Oh, well. That's some giant CGI piece of shit running around. Yeah. That's why I hate Spider-Man. 3/4 of the movie is CGI.
What are you
why don't you just make it a cartoon?
What are they going to do? Get the Crofts in there to make it fucking
no,
puppets?
There's some really intricate... there's movies, you know, I'm drawing a blank, of course. But I'm saying, like, there's movies where they do, like, a lot of stunts, a lot of stuff for real.
That
they could still
Terminator.
Do. True Lies, hello. That entire thing is fucking stunts. And they did some ridiculous shit.
Terminator, Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Terminator, but there's still a lot of CGI in Terminator 2.
Well, Terminator
2.
Had the CGI, like the skeleton.
And the first one, yeah, there was puppets in the first one. Those rope at the end when he's the
yeah,
robot
oh, yeah, yeah,
body.
No, that was terrible, but that was also 1984.
Yeah.
And then
Terminator 2 is an amazing hybrid.
They jumped like light years with that shit. That was incredible.
I just saw
there's
that
nothing like
you could
it
tell
that
it was dated.
You know?
Like you can see that the CGI for that is dated now.
Yeah.
When you look at it, you're like,
obviously.
Wow. But it still was so ahead of its time when it came
out. And that's why I hate Spider-Man. I hate Tobey Maguire, number one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess he makes a good Peter Parker, though.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Oh, well, that's neither here nor there. I can't stand Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Hate him.
I never really, like, I kind of liked it when I was a kid, but
why,
I just think the movie's
versus,
so...
SNK,
the cartoons, the comics, everything.
Just, I think it's just cheesy and stupid. Hated. I think the movie was a terrible translation of all that. Hated. And I can't believe they're making... There's a fucking third one. It's just gay. It's just dumb. And my nephew is like in love with Spider-Man. I'm like, yeah, I feel bad for you because Spider-Man just sucks cock.
Yeah, oh, it's kid. True. Dumb, it's man. True.
No, but I will when he gets older. I'll be like,
no,
but
really
it'll
probably
yeah,
over
it. Spider-Man thing? Well, of course, but, you know, I the things I liked, I don't
like,
sit there
what
and go,
gonna
whoa.
What are you going to tell him when he's older? You're say, you know, you were a real douche when Spider-Man was cool.
No, I mean, nah. He's a kid. I mean, the, you know, obviously shit I liked when I was a kid, people couldn't understand. I mean, that's because you're a kid. Yeah. But I was like...
Oh, you liked wrestling. I'm sure a lot of people told you wrestling was gay.
Well, of course.
They still tell him wrestling
but then I can
gay.
Back it up with mm-hmm. facts and argue and make them mm-hmm. retard look retarded because their statements are not based on
make
evidence.
Make them retarded.
Based on
I'll just
evidence.
Hit them with a brick.
Yeah. And
then, like, you think that was fake? That happened to Mick Foley last week. Uh-huh. Now you're retarded.
But basically, like, you know, it's just Spider-Man's gay.
What are you, different?
Nice callback.
Oh, he said it right. Callback.
Very nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Indiana Jones. They're yeah. doing a fourth one, right?
Oh, just
are you
stop.
Gonna, are you, if you actually stayed away from all the stupid shit that's going to go on the next year and a half, when like or like even with a
oh,
with,
I will. I won't know anything about
like with Dark
the next Indiana
like,
Jones.
With Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. Like this little stuff that's coming out now.
I'm not going to know anything about either one of them. I don't research that stuff.
No,
I don't. I used to. I can't anymore. Yeah. When it's thrown in my face, though, things like Spider-Man, and I have to hear about it, I have to hear people talking about it, I just have to say to myself, just pretend it doesn't exist. Pretend it didn't happen.
It's what about
it's
this
Roswell.
What about
this
what?
Silver Surfer movie?
All right.
Oh, the
okay.
Movie?
First of all, I saw the Fantastic Four, and it was really an hour and a half of my life I'll never get back.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
I heard it was on par with the Hulk.
It was...
It wasn't no, it wasn't
better
that
than Hulk.
Bad. It was
better than
Hulk.
It was, in my best estimation, what could have happened to X-Men if they did it wrong.
Yeah. The thing is, I didn't mind it. Like, I thought it was like eh. Because they did the characters all right. You know, they actually did you're coming from a guy who originally saw the Corman version, who has the Corman version on tape, and saw an abomination that was
that's,
and why it was
hideous.
Shelved. And then you will see this, you're like, okay, they actually put some money into it. They actually did the right effects.
They don't really have too much of a choice anymore. They always have to put money into movies.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, they did the right thing instead of you know, killing off, like in the Spider-Man movies, they killed off every guy.
Yeah.
You know? Is anybody going to see Spider-Man? No.
Well, you ruined it for me a couple weeks ago, so.
Okay.
Did I?
Yeah.
When?
You're like, and they killed him at the end. I'm like, what? Thanks.
who did I? Oh, I don't know.
And at
we
films.
Didn't say, I didn't
end.
Say it on the show, did I?
I don't know if you said it on the show, but you said it to me.
Oh, Venom dies.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah. I was like, how did Venom look? He was like, cool, you know, but they killed him at the end. Wow. It was like the day after it came out.
Actually, no. It was the week after because I saw
it. Oh, you saw the week after.
I saw the week after. I waited a week.
It was the day we were going to go see it.
Oh.
Because I was like, let's see what Vaughn thought of it.
It wasn't bad, but the thing is, with those movies, they kill off all the characters. Yeah. All the bad guys get died off. And with his,
get
you know.
Died off.
Shut up!
I love the Vaughnism.
And the thing
too.
Is.
We got to catalog this.
At the end of the first Fantastic Four movie, you know, Doom. This has been out,
You think he's
Doom
pretty
gets
much...
thrown into a fucking, you know, a metal trailer and brought to his country, pretty much.
Well, they think he's pretty much done.
Well, we know.
Like I am right
if you
now.
See some of the clip, have you seen some of the clips? He's actually in this movie.
Is he? He's going to be in it again?
He's going to be in this movie.
Galactus, he's supposed to be in
that's
it.
That's the thing. I don't know what they're going to do. That's
he's
a, that's where I'm like.
He's supposed to be gigantic, like Unicron sized.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Eater of planets. Same silly character. Mm-hmm. I think it was just ripped off and made into a robot.
Which is funny because there's an old trailer for the Transformers movie. I've made reference to it a couple times without actually bringing it up. at the end of the trailer, the narrator actually says, "End at film's end." And they just basically tell you what happens.
Yes, I've seen that.
They say he transforms into the most gigantic robot. And they like show clips of him like doing shit as the robot. Like they should have just saved that.
They weren't really too
keen.
Yeah. I was back before previews really knew what they were doing.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. And actually, almost none of the footage in that trailer is actually in the movie.
I hate that.
Yeah. But the thing with the Fantastic Four is I've never been a big, huge fan of the Fantastic Four. So it's like, just like what? They're doing an Iron Man movie, right?
Yeah, I saw a picture of what he's going to look like.
What the
fuck?
He looks
going
to
do everybody?
Huh?
They're just going to do everybody?
Yeah,
they're going to do like Captain America. They're going to do Doctor Strange, I think.
I don't even know.
They did Ghost Rider last year, which was a piece of shit.
I know. That got panned like around.
My father, who's a big action fan, right? He likes action movies. Mm-hmm. We sat and watched that, like, you know, we got a copy of it, and we're sitting there watching it, and he's like, "That was just shitty. That was really bad." And that's the first time he's cursed maybe in like 5 or 6 years.
It actually invoked that much emotion out of him.
Yeah,
yeah.
He never curses. And that was shit.
Of course, a Spanish bitch with
like,
the titties.
He's like, "Thank God I didn't spend any money on this." I was like, "Yeah."
Mm-hmm. I don't know
what.
Bob from the Conte and Kenny show said they are making The Watchmen.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't even know who that is.
I told you about that, right, Derek? That there was a YouTube clip of the trailer that was like before the original trailer came out. It was like a special trailer, like a teaser. And if you stopped it right at the right time, like within the frames, you got a special frame of Rorschach.
Like, he was just saying that it was in the 300 trailer or something.
Yeah. It was a special little scene where Rorschach's standing there with the button in his hand. Hmm. And, you know, if it actually looks like that and they actually do what the story is, which I don't think they can actually do an hour and a half movie on that story. You'd have to do, like, I don't know, a 4-part film on just that one story alone. Like, I remember Terry Gilliam was talking about doing that as, like, a 4-point, like miniseries for, like, straight to DVD.
I don't know about straight to DVD, but I don't know.
I don't think he was going to do it for TV. I don't think that wouldn't have flown if it was for TV.
No.
You've read that book, right?
I didn't read all. I know of it, but I haven't.
You want me to bring it over Tuesday?
No, because you'll never get it back.
Yeah, because you'll read it like third and all that, never see the light of day.
Yeah, just like all the other stuff you gave me.
That's why I've taken it back. Like the Star Wars stuff. The Hollywood Day special, I need it back. I don't know why.
I need this one. Take it.
I don't know why.
Yeah. All right, are we done here?
I guess so.
I think we can close up.
Oh, there's one other movie that'll be coming out next year.
What?
they're making a prequel to Star Trek, the original series.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And
isn't, like, Ben Affleck
going
to be in it?
Matt Damon is
or
going
Matt
to
Damon?
Play...
One or the other.
Kirk.
Really? Why don't they just bring back friggin' Shatner? Put some fucking makeup on him. Dark his hair.
What do you mean
up.
Makeup? He doesn't even need makeup.
Put some fucking. Don't put him in the movie because that would be terrible.
Put him some fucking strychnine in his face.
It's supposed to take place, I think, right after or during the academy or something when he meets Spock.
Derek, you remember those things that were going around that they were going to make the April Fool's joke that they were going to the TV series that was going to come out was going to be like Star Wars 90210. When they were, like, in school, where everybody was in school together.
Yeah. Okay.
It was, like, last year's April Fool's joke, I think I heard.
Okay.
That's terrible.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking horrible.
I'm really just disappointed with life right now.
Yeah, I really
all that we've talked about is really just taking a toll
nothing,
on me.
I don't think we talked about anything uplifting at all tonight.
No, I think we started strong. And
no, the
like
show was fine.
I'm just saying the subject matter.
It's just that
maybe,
it's really...
Maybe if somebody... You know, post these shows, we can get some reviews.
Perhaps.
Yeah, nobody likes us.
Some Japanese white guy can yell at me.
Japanese white guy.
Can yell at me for being an asshole.
Anyway.
We are the aristocrats.
Yeah, we were the aristocrats.
The aristocrats.
Most of us are the aristocrats in here. I think just about all of us have some German in us.
Not I.
Yeah.
No German here. Okay. Scottish, Irish, that's about it.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. let's see. Thank you to the Cringe Radio for hosting us.
And let us come on a little early.
A little early,
it was interesting.
All wiener and no schnitzel.
Oh, we actually did like an extra hour.
Right. Yeah, no, it's like 12:20.
Yeah.
Audio torture.
Almost. Yeah, we got exactly 3 hours on this.
Nice. Got to cut out that clip and we got it up, baby.
All right, well, we will see you Tuesday right after the BJ radio show.
I'd go for one.
Whoops. By you, we just mean Toucher.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah. Yeah, bye, Bob. Fuck you, Toucher.
You and Vendo dissed us, and you don't even listen no more.
Yeah, I know. Well, Toucher's just been ragging on us the whole time.
Wait, Vendo don't listen anymore? What?
Not
well, Venda doesn't listen because I don't put the show up.
Yeah, that's true. He can't. He doesn't have a choice.
Stay up and listen.
He's got to take a butt kicking.
Stay up and listen. It's like the middle of the day for
right
him.
Now,
oh,
or whatever.
Well, good. He can get an iPod.
Post the show so Joe can hear how hard you slammed him. Pussies.
Fuck you, Toucher, you cock.
Oh, man, he really wants a fight.
Yeah.
But, as usual,
fuck you.
Not going to get one. Sorry.
Yeah, we're done.
No, we didn't slam Cousin Joe, Bob. Stop listening to him. He's trying to start shit.
I don't even think he lives in Australia.
Yeah, really.
It's probably Vendo in disguise.
Man. All right, goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Yeah. Peace.